I'm a Cub fan and a Bud man, and I trust you are too.
Okay, that's what he's saying this morning. 10:05 at WIOD. It's a very quiet Wednesday, and all the powers that be are allegedly in meetings. That's the excuse. They're all in big corporate powwows.
On the...
If there's anybody who wonders, by the way, why very frequently on the show we kvetch about the WIOD sales crew and their mental state, the corporate sales consultant is in the building again today. He was here yesterday. He used to be our general manager at WINZ. I'm not going to mention his name because I go into shock when I mention his name. I start hyperventilating and going nuts. By the way, the ratings are out, the trends. Ranieri went through the roof this time. You just did so well that, like you said, next time you'll probably go down a little bit, and then they'll start talking about it. See, it's interesting. The trend came out yesterday, and you notice how they're none of them here? They say, hey, great job. You know, IOD's up to a 5-4. This is probably the first time that they had three up books in a row in
the
centuries,
80s.
Okay?
Yeah,
since
true.
They had the wireless. But conveniently, they're out of the building. They're in these big meetings. I think what it is they're taking like 10 days off for Memorial Day is what it is.
There's no question.
Yeah.
Is there?
They're not
there
anywhere.
A question?
I mean, we're sitting around the computer yesterday afternoon waiting for all this crap to finally come out of there. And, like, they're not even in the building.
No.
They're not even in touch.
They've already left, haven't they, for the long Memorial Day?
Well, they're in meetings.
Oh.
Alleged.
Yeah.
Now, it's possible that they are having meetings out there in the golf course.
They're always playing golf. I'm serious. It's unbelievable.
With no balls. That's the incredible part of it. It's really something to watch those guys out swinging at air. Okay? It kind of looks like Sean Dunstan at the plate. Although Sean did hit a home run last night. We don't want to get carried away. But for all you Mets fans, the Cubs are a game ahead. They're in first place this morning. So I'm taking a picture of the standings. Now, speaking of standings, our horses yesterday are still running, but we finally wised up. We're going to stop picking out of the Sun Sentinel. That's why we had a little slump. Because they're graded entries, man. I don't know who makes those, but I think they've got somebody who had his brain removed in San Diego a couple of years ago. Speaking of that, I see your pick is in a second race today, picking
uh-oh.
The chalk, Final Cat with Steve Gaffalione.
Oh, boy.
Not for me.
Okay.
Not with my money.
All right.
But I guess we'll get to hear that later on. And I'm picking in the seventh race, Katie Overstreet with Mike Gonzalez. First of all, it's a short field. Second of all, he's picked right on top. And thirdly, I need another winner desperately. So
oh,
that's,
boy.
That's where I'm. Is that a sprint, I hope? Six furlongs, fillies. That looks pretty good. Okay, so that's what's going on. That's Hialeah, which closes Sunday, by the way. That'll be closing day. It'll be free admission. And Calder will be open for just forever.
Yeah.
And we'll get out there
for the
often.
Summer.
Yeah. And then some. Also, Steve today has got a very unusual thing. He's got another rabbi on, and one he never has on the show. Meyer Kahane is back again.
No, he is.
I don't even want to read that, okay? I'm
he
sorry.
Is.
Steve, you're a wonderful guy, but I don't want to read that poem. Okay? It's disgusting. Now, Ranieri went through the roof in the trends. He just went nuts. And we went up a little bit again. You know, it's... It gets to a certain point where it's a law of diminishing return. You can only go... Didn't I tell you the other day?
Yeah.
You can only go so high. We're not going to keep going up forever.
But I noticed...
Now, on the one trend, when we do start going down, that'll be the one when they don't have any meetings. They will be in the building for that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They'll be here that day.
Well, gee, it looks like he's kind of peaked out now. I think we better have a talk. And that eating on the air is getting out of hand. And I don't know. Maybe it was just a mistake in the first place, you know? Because he don't get along with the sales department and that sales consultant, you know, with the BDIs. They don't get along.
So they'll probably, you know... be here the day the next trend comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we'll take a little time. Now, those of you who don't care about the ratings, let's see a little flash on the phone. And get rid of these first two, okay? Well, we're ready for you to call. We'll let you know, okay? Don't try to impress us. Oh, one of them was a spy report. Well, they'll call back. Everybody who is sick and tired of hearing us take a lot of time about the ratings and it thinks it's monotonous and boring, you better light the lines right now, and we'll just skip it, okay? There's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... Everything but Palm Beach is lit.
Well, that doesn't count, does it? Palm Beach? You take those into account, too?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, that's Palm Beach. Jesus. So I guess they're anxious to hear about it in Palm Beach. Or they just don't care about anything.
They don't.
All right, just a second. Oh, there goes Palm Beach's zingering out, too. Oh, they hate it. Boy,
oh,
they
boy.
Hate it. They're sick and tired of it. Okay, we cleared all those lines. Now, those of you who are... Now, come on, don't monkey around there in Boca. Remember that day I couldn't... It was like putting out brush fires. Cut it out. Quit it. All right. Oh, jeez.
Oh.
When you want him to call, they're not there. Look at that. I said that's
every
enough.
Line. Every line.
Now, what is this? What are you calling for? Yeah, see?
Yeah, yeah. Nothing.
Palm Beach.
Hey, how you doing?
You say what, sir? Like I said.
God.
Oh. They're not even listening.
No.
They're not. See, here's proof. It's only taken me 13 years plus in this market to determine the reason why when we bring something up, they never respond to it. Because they're not paying any attention anyway. We're like the test pattern. We're just there in the background. That's how they know they're still alive. That was incredible.
Now, you said that we can only go so high in the ratings, but I noticed that one certain day
part can go so low.
Keeps going lower.
Yeah, on another
and
station.
Lower.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to the colonel and his army. I don't understand what they're doing. I mean, how long can it go on and on and on? And I don't wish any of them ill. I don't even know the colonel, okay? And Brad, although he is kind of a pain in the ass, he's, you know, he never stole a freight train. And Captain Dave, in spite of the fact you hate his guts, I like him.
Come on.
You do. You hate his guts.
Only because he rips me.
Oh, only because, but that sounds like, yes, you do hate his guts, but only because.
That's not true.
Uh-huh.
No, I deny
it.
We
just had a real interesting...
I deny
No, don't answer those phones, Roger. Don't be out of your mind, okay? Broward County, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Neil?
What do you say, sir?
How you doing?
What do you say?
Not much.
Wow.
But, I mean, why did you call? You were I asked something.
My head.
What were you saying?
My head.
When you dialed that phone and made the line flash, what was your editorial comment, sir?
Well, the other day I was listening to you, and you said that when Walt Disney comes back from being unfroze, and I just want to let you know that I heard he's not really froze.
Okay, well, that was good. Mike Disney, who's frozen, okay? 10:13, mentally, that is. 10:13 at WIOD. Wanted to talk about... It's 10:16 at WIOD. So Sharon was just in here, and she's very upset because I left Jarrett out. We've been talking about the interns, which you'll be pleased to know Dorothy has got two young lady interns now.
You're kidding. What happened?
Well, she heard you were upset.
Yeah, I'm real upset.
So Jarrett, who, of course, is the one who wears the high around his neck, who's a wonderful young man. But that goes without saying, okay? That went without saying. But Sharon's very upset because we haven't given Jared any time on the air. And, of course, Todd will be in. So we have lunch from Wings Plus today, which reminds me, you know Mr. Food, that fat slob on Channel 10?
Mm-hmm.
He's about as appetizing looking as... Have you ever gone into a restaurant? Remember, I can mention it because they're not in business here anymore. Remember Nathan's?
Sure.
They're long gone, right, all of them?
Yeah.
And you remember you'd go in the one by U of M, which went out moons ago, but right across from the campus there. You know where I'm talking? What is that, Red Road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
And years ago when I was there, when I was doing the ball games, once in a while we'd have a doubleheader or something, and Bob Berger and I would go over to Nathan's. And the guys they hired behind the counter all had, like, long, greasy hair. They were real hairy. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
And you'd get the feeling like there was going to be hair in your hot dog or something. It just wasn't appetizing, and they obviously didn't do well, and they disappeared real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was I just talking about? Oh, Mr. Food. So anyway, Mr. Food last night on Channel 10, which I never watched, but I was at my mother's having dinner, and I'm a captive audience, and because she watches Oprah every day, then Channel 10 news automatically
Still?
Comes out. So Mr. Food in the 5:30 to 6 segment is talking about chicken wings. Buffalo chicken wings. And I thought, boy, that's great, because Wings Plus is coming tomorrow, and, you know, we're just nuts about their food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what it turned out to be was a two-minute commercial for this other Wings, Buffalo Wings chain.
Really?
Which I've never been there, and it probably is great. I don't know. It'd probably do a good job. But he never mentioned Wings Plus. It was like a commercial plug. Now, I thought Mr. Food was like a restaurant, not a restaurant, but I mean like a food preparer type guy. You know, gives you little recipes and tells you.
Syndicated.
And it was a commercial.
How can that be?
He was in town for this one, you know, in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh,
and he
really?
Says that this particular place has got four locations. And I thought, boy, that really pisses me off, okay? Because Wings Plus is outstanding, and we didn't get a mention, and he acts like the only place you really get authentic buffalo chicken wings is this other chain, you know. So, Mr. Food, I hope that the Bird of Paradise drops a good one right in the middle of your baked lasagna, okay?
That Mr. Food.
Yeah, what a douchebag. He fits in perfect at Channel 10. I don't like Channel 10. They don't like me, and I don't like them. I'm trying to think. Well, I like Brian Norcross. Brian's fun.
In his own way.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was just thinking. But,
and what does Don know?
Yeah, anyway? What the hell does Don know anyway, right? And then, of course, that what's-her-name that you were so excited about, who can't get her hair straightened out anymore.
Oh,
Diane
Magnum.
No, the other one. Diane finally got her hair straightened
out. Terry Merriman.
She's still doing promos over there on that show that's about to go off the air. So I think that should give you a real good insight as to where their taste is.
Well, you know, she's into the Zeta Morning Show, too, so.
Well, speaking of that, the Zeta Morning Show. Now, I'm going to take just a few moments on the ratings because, first of all, nobody else around here is going to pat Mike Ranieri on the back for an incredible. Well, we did very well, too. And, Steve, we all did. In fact, the station is dominant in the AM. I mean, there's nobody even close. 5.4 share. That's the highest the station's probably had maybe ever in the modern era. 5.4 is just. So we went from a 4.6, 4.8, 4.7. In fact, these are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. These are the 6 months that we've been here. Station went 4.6, 4.8, 4.7, 4.7, 5.1, 5.4.
Wow, okay? That's great.
So it continues inching upward, and once you get into the fives on AM especially, it's just, in fact, the next English language AM station, W Snooze has a 3.4.
Yeah.
So we're beaten by two full points, plus most of our people are alive. Oh, their demographics are horrendous, man. I mean, they're so ancient. Anyway, before we get into the day parts, which went nuts, Zeta stayed flat overall. They had a 1.6 and 12 plus.
Oh.
But in the morning, that's the real story over there. When you think you've bottomed out, you know, you think you've gone about as low as anybody can go. 6 to 10 a.m., 12 plus, Zeta 4. From a 1.7, well, didn't they have, let me just check. I want to be sure I give the right numbers.
Please.
Okay. 1.7, 1.7, 1.5 this time, okay? Hitting a new low. They're in the areas now that only Joey Reynolds has had the courage in recent years on a major station in this market to explore the depths at that level of ones. 1.5 for that morning show.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. They've gone from a 5.5.
To a
1.5 in 7 months.
6 months, because this is only through April.
Yeah, and all the same management team is still in place. All the people responsible.
Wait a minute, December, January, February, March, in 5 months.
5 months.
They went from a 5.5 to a 1.5, and everybody is still there. Bolger is still there, alleged.
Yeah.
And the morning crew is still there. Not everybody. KC got canned, and of course he was on at night when their ratings have always been, in recent months, abysmal for a long time. And you don't think it has anything to do with the music, do you? Anyway, let's do a little break. Then when we come back, we'll gloat about the big numbers at WIOD. We'll give you a couple of others. Some ironies. Y100, I know Sonny will be upset, but Y100 had a big increase.
Yeah.
And they just fired their 10-year-old program director. So that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a pretty good increase, too. GTR, a little shaky. Let's rip the crap out of them, okay?
Where's Bill Wise just for when you need
him?
He's on the golf course.
So let's rip the crap out of them, because they're out having those big meetings and powwows with those Cox executives today. And we're really impressed, okay? It's 10:22 at WIOD. 10:26 at WIOD. Okay, now we can start gloating. Morning, 12 plus, hot, which of course doesn't count, because they've got all ethnic kids under the age of 3. Ranieri went from a 6 to a 6.5 in 12-plus in the morning.
Wow.
Number 2 in the entire market.
Whoa.
And, of course, on AM English language, so far ahead of any. It wins, for example, at a 4.5.
Uh-huh.
So that's by 2 points. Also, he probably don't even know it because they don't give him anything. You know, they keep him in the dark all the time. They slip him a little wine and keep him as quiet as possible. But 25 to 54, he went in the morning from a 5.3 to a 6.1.
Whoa.
Which is gigantic. Also in men, all across the board, to station number one, a 7.7 overall. Ranieri in the morning's got an 8.8 is number one in men. In midday, we got an 11.1. Steve's got a 7.6. So except for nighttime, which went way up, by the way, nighttime. Now that we finally got rid of Bush Bing Bang, we got some baseball in April.
Yeah. It'll do well.
About 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we got number one in men by far. Anyway, 18 to 34, which is shocking. Wait till you hear this. 18 to 34, which is living and breathing people, Ranieri went from a 2.5 to a 3.8, which is an increase of 50%.
Great.
And we went from a 6.1 to a 6.8, so we hopped up one. We were number 5. Now we're number 4 in the whole market. I can't wait till the day we pass GTR. 18 to 34. They're going to be so hysterical around this building. Spike Wise will be throwing his newborn baby off the wall. He'll be going nuts, won't he?
Ah, that's got to be a mistake. Where's that? We're going to call Beltsville right now. They aren't sampling right.
Every time the trend comes up, man, he's got the same tired old story. We're sick and tired of hearing it, Bill, okay? We're tired of hearing it. You know, the fact is your music sucks, okay? Why don't you just admit it? We like honesty, don't we? So anyway, Ranieri went nuts, and we went up from a 7.3 to a 7.5. We did have a little drop there in 25 to 54 from an 8.6 to an 8, but you know, I'll take that.
You bet.
Because we're still number one in 25 to 54,
you
and not
bet.
Only that, but we're number one by more than we were before, because Magic dropped from an 8 to a 7, so
yeah.
We beat him by a full point. Are you following that?
Mm-hmm.
And then Steve in the afternoon from a 4.7 to a 4.6, so he was about flat, but in 25 to 54, he stayed just about the same, which I can't even find it. Because there's so many pages now. They're getting all unglued. But he went from a 5.5 to a 5.4 in 25 to 54s in the afternoon. So we're just doing great. We're really doing it.
Now,
and, of course, the only way we can keep going up is if you folks start making those phone calls to everybody you know and get people to listen. Because this place gives us nothing. I mean, no promotion. They got some T-shirts buried downstairs somewhere. And we got a couple of billboards finally in places where living people actually drive. But other than that, they're just not promotion-minded. At WIOD. We're still trying to wean them away from those old evil ways, okay?
That's right.
Not easy in this joint,
Mm-mm.
including the sales department. Boy, speaking of evil ways, why do I keep bringing them up, like, constantly now, just like I can't even go through 1 minute of my life without one of their faces popping into my mind?
Can't we get an elevator so
God.
We don't have to walk by that part of the building?
Well, I heard that Dennis Collins... now, wait a minute. Seriously, this is a rumor. It's only a rumor. But I heard that Dennis Collins got wind of when we were discussing that the other day, and he thought it would fit their building better because the rumor is they're going to be playing elevator music on AM and FM, so it would kind of fit in. Yeah, you get in your little elevator downstairs,
great.
And you come up, and you're listening to Ray Conniff.
You hear this in the elevator, yeah.
And you get out in the hall, and you hear it on AM, FM, PM, and BM.
Now, did we beat Gonzer?
Do we want to talk about him? Do we have to talk about the Gons?
No.
Well, we will.
Oh, good.
Midday. Well,
yeah.
Life beat us. Life had a 9-1. Make no mistake about it.
Okay.
Boy, that elevator music, you can't beat it.
That
we had a
7-5. Show on life.
And then Hot went down to a 5-8. So we clearly beat anybody who has an audience that's alive.
That's
in
Earl the Pearl.
We got a 7-5. Hot's got a 5-8. Magic's got a 4-5. Boy. And what about Sandy? Well, GTR midday has a 3-8, 12+. Well, we don't care about 12+. We're into those younger demos. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. They really went in the old crapper over at GTR. now, I'm gonna really rag on them, you know, because they make me sick over there. They make me nauseous. Love. I haven't really looked at a lot of this stuff, and now that Yolanda was kind enough to give me all this stuff, we can just milk lots of time out of this. Maybe right up until lunch shows up from Wins Plus today, and then Todd's coming in today. Boy, we got an exciting day today. We got some heavy-duty stuff. What is that? We got a cart. Look at that. Roger's got a real evil look on his face. And we got some kind of a cart. What is it? Oh, isn't that cute? It's about Rob Lowe.
Our Rob Lowe?
We sure didn't waste any time, did we? Well, let's get it right on.
All of Hollywood's abuzz on actor Rob Lowe's alleged home porno flick with a 16-year-old girl. Tonight at 11, we'll answer the question, did Lowe ride her?
Lowe ride her. Why go a little slower?
Authorities say they have no doubt that it is Rob Lowe in a pornographic video with a 16-year-old girl. The Rat Pack actor is currently in production on the film.
You hear
Bad
that music?
Influence.
Lowe, ride her. Light, camera, action. Turn on your camcorder. Let's get a little action.
A porno flick, but you better make it quick, cause she's got to be in school tomorrow.
No, ride her. You need to moan when you accost her, or else your performance will be just like at the Oscars.
Make a porno flick with a young demographic. Now you're off to jail quick, you hoser.
Whoa. You know that she is only 16. And now this hotel shot will surely be your last scene.
Make a porno flick, but you better make it quick, cause she's got to be in school tomorrow.
Oh my
God! Hey, you guys, they're showing that video, that Rob Lowe video again.
Wait, where?
Oh my God.
Look at that. Wait a minute. 1, 2. I only caught 5 feet there.
Look at that. 5 feet.
I know that's Rob Lowe, but who's that? Who's the girl? I've seen her before.
Hey, you know who that is?
Wait a minute. She's turned her head sideways. She's the host of
the one.
She's the host of she's the host of Inside Scandal.
She's only 16. Oh my.
She gets those stories.
He's an agent provocateur.
Okay, we had to get Dick Fatherly on. And yes, we did see the thing in the Herald today. Lourdes Acevedo, who I'm sure is a very nice person, but she is so out of touch with reality. She's got this thing about Dick Fatherly and being on QAM in the morning and how their ratings suck and all of this. And then his comment, where's that thing, about how he hopes...
It's a beauty.
He says, audience sharing is the way he's going to do it. I want WIOD to be very successful. The fatter and bigger they become, the better chance we have to feed off their tune-in. Now, I'm not sure if that's because they're next to us on a dial or because we talk about our good friend Dick all the time on the show, but she makes no reference to that. See, she's oblivious. So she prints that, but it just sits there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So people aren't in tune to what's going on here every day. They have no idea that.
He's an agent provocateur.
Exactly.
She doesn't know who we
are. No, she hasn't got any idea who we are, where we are in the dial.
Neil who?
Yeah.
Is he AM or FM?
Okay, it's 10:34 at WIOD. We're going to start really sinking our teeth deep into the ratings when we go.
It's about time.
Yeah.
By far the most significant problem facing man today is...
Yeah, I know. ...is these trends. Now, we'll just spend a little time. We'll do whatever the hell we want, basically, and you'll like every second of it, okay? But really, you folks have got to start picking up the phone and calling from 4A Aardvarks in the beginning... to triple Z zebras in the back of the book, because that's the only way we get any publicity is if you pass the word, right?
Yeah.
Word of mouth.
Remember Tell a Friend? Remember that stupid...
Yeah, it was pretty stupid. Anyway, it's 10:34 at WIOD, and we'll be right back. 10:37 at WIOD. Steve with Rabbi Meir Kahana for the 18th time this month, this afternoon.
No.
And tomorrow morning, Hurricanes will be starting the regional up in Gainesville. And for some reason, we're not broadcasting that game. I don't know. It starts 11:30 in the morning. Well, what the hell does that have to do with anything? Okay? I mean, are we into the Canes or not? Okay?
Well.
Boy. But anyway, Sonny is up there, and he'll be calling in with reports throughout the game. And, of course, we'll also have an in-depth report on how Greg Maddux does in tonight's Cubs game as they try to sweep Houston. Anyway, looks like, Sonny, if you're listening, don't bother calling in because it's going to be very depressing. Y100 had a big increase in this trend. For example, 12 plus, they went from a 3.8 to a 4.5.
Ah.
Number 5, right behind Power, that's got a 4.7.
Wow.
Power went from a 4.3 to a 4.7, but Y100, 3.8 to a 4.5.
Mm.
In the morning 12 plus, Y100 had a 5. See, I'm leaving Hot out. That's not fair. I mean, Hot's got an 8.1 overall 12 plus, which is just monstrous. They dropped a little, but not much. 8.3 to an 8.1. So they're number one of everybody in the market. But in the morning, Hot's got a 7.2. Y100's got a 5. That's up from a 4.3. And Power's got from a 3.3 to a 3.6. So Y100 had a big increase. And, of course, the 10-year-old program director that was here, he's gone. So I guess they couldn't wait a few more days. They just decided adios. Not that he was any genius, but he evidently had something going, right?
That was his last trend.
Yeah, that was his last, his farewell, his parting shot.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon, I better give this or else he'll call in. Cox had a no, he did. Cox went way up to a 5.2 in 12 plus. Y100 had a 4.7, which, again, a big increase for them.
Yeah.
And Hot had an 8.9 in the afternoon. Okay.
Wow. And Dennis Reese.
Yeah, that Dennis, the Grease Reese, who comes up with all these stupid rumors that never come true. Anyway, 18 to 34. I'll give whatever the hell I want to give, okay? Look at that, GTR... 18 to 34 for the week dropped from a 10.7 to an 8.6, and Hot stayed at a 14.9. They're just beating the crap out of GTR. But they're not competitors, are they?
Mm-mm.
Of course not, because GTR is AOR all over the road. Now, let's take a look at Love 94. Let's start looking at some of our favorites. We don't give a damn about these idiots on the phone. We don't want to talk to them anyway, right? And anybody in the audience who doesn't care about this stuff, you got to be a moron. What would you rather have us talk about, okay? Rob Lowe and his four toes that were sticking out of the bed? Anyway, let's see. Who do we want? Love 94?
Oh, please.
Yeah, because you hate them with a passion, so it's more fun to talk about that. Love 94. Oh, yeah, never did get middays for Gonzer, did we? We don't want to let old Jeff off the hook, do we?
Before we get to Gregory.
1-5 in the morning. Boy, that is just tragic. Okay, incredible. We had a 7-5 in midday here on this show, and we thank you so much for being stupid enough to keep listening. Love 94 from a 3-5 to a 3-6 in midday.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Yeah, nobody knows.
How did Ron St. John do it, Magic? Is he on a midday?
Afternoons.
Oh, excuse me.
Eric
4-9 to a 4-5 a midday. Oh, Eric Brandon. Yeah. Oh, yeah. With that bleach blonde guy with a...
Yeah.
With that real DJ voice.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy had a 3-5 at midday. God bless Sandy. Oh, isn't she something? And WINZ midday had a 1-9.
All right.
A 1-9, ladies and gentlemen. At WINZ, that's from a 6-4 in the spring of 87. Mm-hmm. Or no, wait a minute. What am I talking about? It's from a 9.
That's right.
Oh, this is 12 plus. From a 9 in the spring of 87.
Yeah.
2 years later, a 1-8.
Do you remember when we started on the Zeta Morning Show, we made a big deal. We started with a 1-7.
Mm-hmm. Now we're down to a 1-5. Oh, Gonzer went from a 1-7 to a 1-6. Just a little erosion there. Just a slight bit of erosion. But, of course, wasn't their big story all those 18 to 34 numbers they were doing so great in the book?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that the big
Absolutely.
Thing over at Zeta?
Yeah.
Well, let's take a look. 18 to 34 for the whole day for WZTA. 3-8 down to a 3-5, so they dropped. They're starting to lose some of the luster off the banana, if I can say that. In the morning, 18 to 34, where we used to have double digits... from a 3-8 down to a 3.
Oh,
oh no.
No. What happened?
No, come on, Colonel. That can't be. Say it isn't so. Let's get Brad on the line, okay?
He's their savior.
Wow.
It's not working.
Midday, 18 to 34. I thought this was their big story.
Yeah.
4-2 down to a 3-8. See, they had one fluke month in there.
That's right.
And now they're coming back to reality in the 18 to 34s. She, by the way, look at this. Afternoon drive, she went from a 3-9 to a 5-5 in 18 to 34s.
What? Whoa.
GTR from an 11 to a 9. Boy, I think things are slipping again. Like, wow. Better get off those meetings in the golf course and start paying attention to business. You know what I mean, you idiot? Zeta 4-2 to a 4 in the afternoon and 18 to 34s. And, of course, at nighttime, which is their strong suit, as they would say, from a 3 to a 3, they stayed flat.
Huh.
That's not so bad, to be honest with you. Of course,
no,
he's
kidding.
Gone now.
Yeah.
But 18 to 34, not there. Well, maybe they did great in 25 to 54. Do you think so? Should we give it a look? Huh? Let's give them a chance now.
Okay, all right. Well, now they, you know, they got somebody
Let's
funny
give
on
chance.
It right now.
That's
so,
true.
You know,
I think it's pretty funny. 2-4 to a 2-6 overall, 25 to 54. See, where you're getting a little...
See, they went up. See?
Premature in your evaluation. premature evaluation is illegal in this town, by the way. Let me take a look here for Zeta now in the morning, 25 to 54. Oh, boy, now that's the AM. 2-4. 2-3 to a 2-4, so they're really picking it up.
Oh, they went
again.
Through the roof.
Yeah, we had a 7.
Yeah, we take it all back.
25 to 54 midday. Gonzer, I bet you, is doing a big number in this. He's a talent that is yet to be discovered. He is. He's a big talent. Here he is, 2-4 to a 2-4. Consistency is his byword. He's always right there. In the afternoon, that Mike Lyons, who really...
Nationwide search. Don't
something.
Forget
yeah,
to get him.
A bath, I think, bad.
Mm-hmm. Nationwide search.
2-5 to a 2-8. Oh, my God.
See.
That's where it is. See, this month it's the 25 to 54s that'll keep them going one more month in that godforsaken format. 25 to 54s at W Snooze are so embarrassing. Alice dropped from a 1-6 to a 1-4. Steve had like a 5-4. And he had a 1-4, Alice, so... Boy.
So,
woo!
I was at a friend of mine's
Pretty weak.
Store yesterday over in Westchester, and she had on Waxy, and Ricky was on.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there, and Ricky played Moondance by Van Morrison. Now, Ricky didn't just clip it. I mean... You know, like how he does on that tape with Dreamlover, he just kind
of... Production of food and fiber to meet the necessities of life.
He was...
Stomped on.
You know, it's only got like a 6-second intro.
Mm-hmm.
You know the feeling when you're a disc jockey...
And he talked for 10.
Yeah, you're like doing your rap, and then all of a sudden they start to sing.
Yeah.
And how awful
well,
that
you know
feels?
What you do when they do that.
Even with the so-called food surpluses that currently have plagued the United States and the Western world, all the food in the world were equally distributed among all the people in the world... We would all be in a state of starvation.
Toto!
Which means somebody's cheating somewhere along. I think we're the ones, too.
11 minutes past 11. Here's Bobby Darin, Dream Lover.
Every night.
Oh, that sounded bad. Now we got to try that again. It's a very classy program for the entire family. Don't like to run over the records when they start singing. Okay, here we go.
Hello there, the Rickshaw Show, Sunday night, WQAM. Here's Bobby Darin to say Dream Lover!
Every night.
See, he can't.
Every time I hear that, I just want to plot.
See, he can't start them over anymore. There's no records anymore. He couldn't do it.
You can start the CD over again. Very simple. All you got to do is punch it in again and get it right back to the beginning.
But when you're on tape, it's a little tough.
Yeah, when you're on tape, it's hard to start over again. There's no question about that. Anyway, let's see how your buddy Gregory Benjamin did. Maybe he'll call and do a Sonny Fox imitation
for us. Gregory Benjamin.
Gloves 94 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know that Ranieri beat the crap out of him. There's no question about that. Mike had a 6-5. And Gregory Benjamin is not on the first page. He's at the bottom of the second page with a 3. Oh, Greg, say it isn't so. Say it isn't so, sweetie. 3?
God.
I mean, like, Y100 had a 5, and Ranieri had a 6-5, and Wins even had a 4-5, and Magic had a 3-7. GTR, even those two fakers in the morning, Herman and McQueen had a 3-6, which is a half a point drop I just mentioned in passing. Tanner had a 3-6. Waxy FM, those two guys who are big groupies of ours but are both brain dead, Rick and Putz, had a 3-3 down to the 3-6. And Greg had a 3 share in a Cume drop of 15,000 people.
I heard a rumor.
His Cume's down to 118,000 people. What kind of a book is that, Greg?
I heard a rumor.
Is he on the air today?
About, I don't know. Doubtful. I don't listen. You know his sidekick, Joanne Rice?
What?
I heard Gregory yelled at her because she wasn't laughing loud enough at his jokes.
Yeah, when are you going to start laughing a little louder, okay? I've been meaning to talk about that. I'm getting pretty sick and tired of this.
Just a rumor.
Anyway, let's see, 18 to 34. Let's give them a break here. Let's look at some of these demos. Are you folks enjoying this so far?
I am.
If not, drop dead. 5-7 to a 5-5 in 18 to 34 is the more. Not a big drop, but an acume drop of 10,000 people.
Yikes.
Wow.
Whoa.
Woo!
Oh,
okay.
My.
Let's take a look at those 25 to 54s, because that's Love 94's bread and butter. I'm
you
sure that.
Betcha.
Let's see. Overall, he dropped from a 5-1 to a 4-6.
Huh.
Boy, wait till we get to afternoons at Love 94. You're gonna be, that's the part you like, isn't it?
Down. I already looked at it.
Oh, really? Did you? Sneaked a little look. Oh my God. 4-6 to a 4-5, Greg, in those 25 to 54s. And a drop in Cume from 104,200 to 91,000, a 13,000 drop in Cume.
Whoa.
Wow.
God.
Boy, I'd be really hysterical about that if I were. Okay, let's take a look at the, it's just a trend, you know, it's just one stinking trend. 3 to 7 p.m., 18 to 34 at Love 94, that's Irene, pardon me for being a douchebag, Richard, from a 6-3 to a 5.
Oh.
Big drop, like a rock.
Wow.
Dropping like a rock.
God.
How about in the afternoon?
That was afternoon.
No, I mean 25 to 50 hours.
Oh, good.
I'm getting ahead of myself here. And I keep starting with the first page. Oh, they are on the 5-2 to a 4-4.
Ooh.
Wow, and a drop, listen to the cume, 100,500 to 85,600. That's about a 16% loss.
What's
in
going
cume.
On? This big money afternoon show.
Yeah. With that Irene, pardon me for being a mung brain Richards. Pardon me for being a Yenta Irene Richards. Anyway, we're just having a good time here looking at all the people who sucked in the trend and having a great time rubbing it in, just rubbing salt in their wounds. That's what it's all about, okay? When you're doing well, just remember, it's not important that you succeed, but that your friends fail. Your good friends, like Irene.
Oh, yeah.
And the Colonel,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. It's 1049 at WIOD, Toyota.
By far the most significant problem facing man today is the production of poop.
That's the way it was.
Yeah, again.
Yeah,
he's really on a roll, isn't he? How did Waxy do in the afternoon, I wonder? Well, nobody cares about that. That's really pushing it. No, nobody does. Nobody cares at all. Even he don't care.
It's Ricky.
Yeah, nobody cares. Well, he's on tape. And those tape shows, boy, they really do it. For example, the weekends at WIOD, that's the soft spot, okay? Here we got a 5-4 overall on this station. We're hot as a pistol, and a weekend has got a 3.
Ooh.
Even beaten by W. Snooze and INZ on a weekend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a 3.
Wow.
Now, those tape shows, man, they really do it for me. When are they going to come to their senses, you know?
Mm.
Of course, when you're dealing with 1053, well, you know, what am I talking about, come to their senses? I think they already have overfilled their capacity when you're dealing with these people. Anyway, so that's a story, and, of course, if there's anybody else in the business who's dying to know, as in, we're dying over here. Anybody wants to know, we got it all. 35 to 64, we went down a little bit. Probably as we get closer to 64, mm-hmm. probably some of those people, speaking of dying a little bit. Let's see, Zeta. A 1-2 in 35 to 64 in the morning. Boy, they are really doing it, aren't they?
God.
A 1-2 in the morning. Midday, we went from a 7-8 to a 7-5 in 35 to 64 on this show. And it's just, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because we don't really care. Once they get past 20, we don't. All right, 10:53 at WIOD. We might take some of these calls. We're going to let them ring today. We're just going to let them flash, because that's when we have the most fun. Especially after 11, when Nick comes in, when he starts screening, it really screws it all up, you know? Well, we talked 4 hours of boring racing the other day. You know, Nick is just such a sweetheart. You know, he's such a pleasant guy. And got such a good disposition. That's the thing I like about him the best, you know? And he's so much into the show. That's a really... Oh, he's coming in at noon today. Oh, no wonder I felt so good. Dade County, hello.
Hello.
What kind of a connection is this? Are you on a phone or a tin can?
Phone.
Boy, it sounds bad. Pretty weak. Speak up.
I speak to Neil.
You're speaking to him.
Oh, Neil.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay. Wow, did we interrupt something?
Screenless is the best.
No, my name is George.
How you doing, George?
Hey.
Is this the first time you've ever used a telephone, George?
No.
See the little round holes in that thing? That's where you speak into, George. Good, see, it works.
Do you remember a caller yesterday named Marlon?
Named what?
Marlon.
Marty?
Marlon.
Marlon, yeah. Marlon was 14 years old and lived in, where was it?
Surfside.
Yenemsville. Surfside, that's right. What about it?
Oh, is there more to this?
Yeah. I'm his brother.
Great. How old are you?
14.
Well, you're like twins?
No, we're not twins.
Well, how can you both be 14 and not be twins?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay. Well, listen, it's not... Now, you're staying home from school today, right?
No.
No?
No.
What, are you calling from class? What are you doing today? Are these questions too tough for you, George?
No.
George!
I got sick.
Oh, you got sick. So you're staying home from school today, right?
Yeah.
Because you're sick.
Yeah.
Now, I have a feeling it's not the first time you've been away from school, right? Because when I ask you these tough questions and give me those real pointed answers, it kind of tells me a lot. Now, let's go by it again. Now, your brother's name is what?
Marlon.
Marlon. Marlon? What is it?
Marlon.
George, how do you spell it?
Huh?
You've gone over the line.
George,
now,
how old is your brother?
14.
14. How old are you? George?
I'm 14, too.
Now, what's your brother... Now, all right, we'll get to the bottom of this. What's your brother's birthday? When was he born?
June 8th.
June 8th. And when were you born?
September 20th.
Now, wait a minute. Maybe there's another answer. You have the same mother?
Yes.
And the same father?
Yes.
Now, have you thought about calling the Guinness Book of Records, George?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. He was born... wait a minute. Maybe I'm missing something. Oh, in other words, his birthday's coming up in June. He's going to be 15?
Yeah, he's going to be 15.
October, November, December, January, February, March... Well, wait a minute.
March.
November, December, January, February, Neil. March, April, May, June. That's 9 months, boy.
Yeah.
That's pretty quick.
Neil.
Yeah.
Marlon wants to speak to you.
Okay.
Here.
Thank God.
Hey.
Marlon.
Yeah?
What's George's story now?
I don't know.
Is he a little slow?
Yeah, he's a little slow.
Now, what's your story? You're staying home on permanent vacation?
No, I'm pretending I'm still sick.
Oh, you're pretending you're still sick?
Yeah.
Okay,
no, I'm really a little bit sick.
All right, let me ask you, because I know you're a bright guy. We talked to you yesterday. You even know where you live, which is something. Now, listen, Marlon, listen to me carefully. Your name is Marlon, right?
Yeah.
Because your brother can't say your name.
I know.
Now, why does your brother sound like a little defective? Is there something? Huh? How old are you, Marlon?
I'm 14.
And how old is George?
He's 13.
Oh, he's 13. But he didn't want to admit it on the air, right?
No.
He doesn't want to admit that he's like the pipsqueak in the family, right? Tell him he's the pipsqueak, okay, Marlon?
Hey, Neely, I just can't...
Neely?
No, Neil.
I don't think we know each other that well yet, okay?
No. All right. Hey, Neil.
Yeah?
Listen, I can't help it. I keep on calling you. I'm going to call you every during the summer vacation, too.
Wait a minute, Ranieri called in. He wants you and your brother to call his show. He said that could put him ahead of life, okay?
So anyway, my big brother just went diving today.
Yeah.
In the Keys, and I just want to tell him to wish him...
Well, wait a minute. Which brother is that?
Alex.
Alex.
The one I called the douchebag yesterday.
How old is Alex?
He's 27.
Oh, he's 27.
Yeah.
What There's something
family.
About this family
yeah.
that just doesn't sound kosher. He's 27 and your other brother is 13?
Yeah, and I'm 14.
And you're 14?
Yeah.
Is that all there is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, it sounds like you and your brother are doing a little scuba diving there for something together this morning. Is that what's going on, George?
Yeah.
Alex, whatever your name is? Well, who are you?
Marlon.
Oh, Marlon, of course. How could I forget? Well, listen, Marlon, have a great... Are you thinking of going back to school anytime soon?
Yeah,
I know there's...
tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, and then, of course, after that, it's a holiday weekend, right?
Yeah.
Good. I think radio management should be the field that you go into, okay? Because you've got all the scheduling all straightened out. You're already ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, say hi to George for us, okay?
All right.
Tell him to get a life. See you, Marlon.
All right, bye.
Wow.
Good heavens.
The call of the century, ladies and gentlemen. When you least expect it.
One call in the hour, and that's all that's
necessary.
That's
all we needed.
You bet.
That wasn't the only call we did in the hour. Didn't we take one much earlier? Oh, yeah, we took a couple earlier. Don't you remember when I was asking my little poll question?
Oh, well, that didn't count.
And one guy wanted to BS.
Those weren't calls. I don't know what they were, but...
Well, listen, we're doing a little screenless today, and, of course, that's a little sample of what comes up when you do screenless. You don't let these board ops screen out the really neat callers, okay, like George, Marlin, and Douchebag. Speaking of that, Henry Barrow standing by. Henry's had a little tasting session going on, mm-hmm. so it ought to be a real spicy 11 o'clock news session here. And we'll come back at 11:05. Steve with his ponderous guest, Rabbi Meir Kahana, at 2 this afternoon. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true.
Significant problem facing man today is the production of food and fiber to meet the necessities of life. Even with the so-called food...
It's a young world.
Well, he caught himself there. He didn't
it's
want to
good.
Do it again. 11:06 at WIOD. I found in the WIOD closet, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. A pile. Well, not that kind of a pile. A pile of old Arbitron books. Look at this.
Good
How
Lord.
Do you like this? Going back 10 years, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Here's October, November 1979, the fall book. When I was doing nights at WS News.
Yeah.
A 10-2.
79.
A 10-2. Now, what I'm looking at, what did WIOD have 12-plus in all these? They had a 4-9. Boy, that was pretty good. That was Dolphins' book, though, wasn't it? Yeah, October, November. That was the mm-hmm. fall book. 4-9. Mm-hmm. In fact, you could see the yo-yo, the bouncing ball, 4-7 and down to a 3-3, 4-5, down to a 2-9, and then up to a 4-9. Because every fall, mm-hmm. back then there were only two books, summer, spring and fall. And the Dolphin book, when the games were on, like on Sunday, let's look up Sunday, okay, to see how bogus these numbers used to be, because the Dolphins got that gigantic, humongous audience, okay? Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday... Sunday, 10 to 3, because, of course, we start the Dolphin games at 10 in the morning. look at that. WID is 7-3, and Sunday 3 to 7, it's got to be, 17. Listen to this, a 17-3 share.
Good Lord.
During Dolphin football, okay?
Yeah.
So that kind of like distorts that fall book. Well, back in those days.
Remember, the games would be blacked out, and the only way you could hear them was on the radio.
17-3 on Sunday, an afternoon drive at WIOD in his
Whoa.
Book for the Dolphins. That's when Henry was still on the games, so that's why they had such big numbers. that's all right, Henry. That's why he turned to the bottle after they said, hey, Henry, we don't want you on the sidelines anymore. You're just too old. And he said, who the hell are you talking about? Look at Weaver. Anyway, that's just a little joke. Rick, it's a little joke. Don't start. It's just a little joke.
I can't believe you said that.
Why? Oh, Rick's got a great sense of humor. He just doesn't know how to show it. This is fun, you know it? Hello?
Hello?
What do you think of this so far, sir?
Well, so far, I got to say, it's a little bit ponderous, but there's one thing I'm concerned about.
What's that?
Okay, the new sports voice, out of curiosity.
Oh, by the way, I like the new part of our format on the 11 o'clock news every morning. I wish Henry were still in the room there where he says, Antoinette, are you there? Are you there?
Yeah.
Anna Maria Al Spaghetti, whatever her name is. And she's like, way either not there at all or way off in the background with that traffic report. I love that.
I know, and then there's always a lot of accidents in Dade County, or a lot of cars on the road or something.
Well, when you get on the, this morning I'm coming through the Golden Glades and there was an accident off to the side of the road. Everything was off the side.
Doesn't matter.
And these rubberneckers, man, it took me like an extra 10 minutes because these morons out there were all sitting gawking and looking
Incredible.
And there wasn't even any blood or guts or anything, you know.
When it's off to the side of the road, it creates more of a problem than when it's right there in the road.
Here's the Spring 79 book. Look at that. WINZ in the morning had a 10-4 with the all news. 10-4.
Anyway, the new sports voice, QAM, how did they stack up against...
Oh, now you want me to get to the current ratings. Oh, yeah. Brother. For what? Like 12-plus? You mean a whole... What do you want?
Just the more prevalent numbers.
Well, they don't have any prevalent numbers, okay? They have malevolent numbers. WQAM, and I'm looking from the back forward. That's the easiest way to do it with them. They had a 1. They went from a 0.8 up to a 1.
This is with broadcasting sports all night, and they just...
Well, let's see what they did at night. Let's be fair to them, okay? Let's give them a fighting chance. Let's look at 7 to midnight for WQAM, if we can find it. Starting again at the back page, the one that Zeta's always on, with Radio Suave and that crowd. There's Zeta with a 1-2 at night. A 1-2. Wow, with 100,000-watt classy FM. I'm still looking for QAM. Here's Radio Suave. Here's WRMN, WMBM. QAM a 2-3 at night, up from a 1-8. And WIOD had a 4-1.
Well, can anything more be said?
That says it all, I guess, huh?
Yeah,
but Dick Fatherly's going to turn it around. You know why, sir?
Why is that?
He's an agent provocateur.
Okay.
See ya. 10 past 11 at WIOD. Here's a spy report on the fax machine this morning, a Zeta spy report. It says, far be it from us to spread rumors, but whenever we walk past an unfinished puzzle, we like to try to fit the pieces together. With the sale of recent Waxy... It should say with the recent sale, shouldn't it? I mean, the grammar on this is pretty ponderous. With the recent sale of Waxy to the Billboard Company, it seems more unlikely that Mrs. Boone's favorite grandson will come aboard for mornings, as was widely speculated. This mumbling Michigander has worked with Robert W. Walker before, just as RWW, but I'm, you know, either that or it's Rick somebody, and has a history has a way of repeating itself. So in other words, maybe Sonny will be doing mornings on the new pirate radio over at 94.9. In the meantime, we've heard that Ron Hersey departed the Boonies and has joined former Y100 PD Rick Stacy on a morning show of Power 99 in Atlanta. But nothing is forever. Love and kisses from our Zeta spy, whoever that is.
Boy,
we got some heavy-duty stuff today. We got food coming from Wings Plus. Monday, which we're going to be here on a holiday, would you believe that our good friends over at Royal Castle, Mr. Arnold, is going to be kind enough on... Because they're open every day, 365 days a year.
No kidding.
They're coming on Monday.
Great.
With those little cheeseburgers.
Confident.
So I got an idea. Even though it's going to be a holiday, maybe like all the interns could come in on Monday. And we have a little party. And Rob Lowe could come. It's 11 past 11... at WIOD. Wouldn't it be something if it turned out that Sally Jesse was in that room?
Huh?
With Rob
Lowe. I'd love that.
Yeah. I think that would make more sense to me. Anyway, Charhut, I want to... 11:16 at WIOD. We're looking back at the... I know this doesn't mean anything unless you're in the business, but that's half our audience anyway. Can you imagine if the people in the business could get diaries? We have about an 80 share.
True.
Anyway, here's the... this is the Spring 80 rating book. WIOD, and it shows the last five numbers. There was a 3-4. This is for the whole station. Before that, in the fall, 4-9. Before that, a 2-9, 4-5, and a 3-3. So it was like the spring book would be a disaster, and then the dolphin book would go up into fours. But the highest number I see is 4-9, and the latest trend here, we got a 5-4. So that may be a record breaker for the modern era of WIOD. In fact, the highest number I see in midday... Well, see, Ranieri was on even then. He's got a 6-1 in one of these and a 5-9. He's just shocking. I don't understand. He doesn't understand. He doesn't. but midday, 3-7 was the highest number. We got a 7-5 now. And in the afternoon, the highest number was a 3-3 out of these five books. Yeah. And Steve's doing a 4-6. So we may be breaking all kinds of records here. And, of course, they don't want to tell us about that because then we want some money, you know. October, November of 1980...
Boy.
October, November of 80. Isn't this exciting?
To me.
He's talking to these morons out there. This is history. Now, what was the name of K-102? We don't know what the call letters were, which is...
Remember
ponderous.
K-102?
There was no magic. What were the call letters of that station? I'm looking down the list. WCKO.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a 1-5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always.
Wow. And look at this. Oh, boy, the fall book, the Dolphin book of October, November 80, IOD went from a 3-4 only to a 3-6.
Mm.
They must have been really plots in here then. And I have one book in here that says on the top of it, it's written Vines. Bill Vines, the former GM, one of many, many who has flown through these halls and doorways at WIOD at the Isle of Dreams. So we got a whole pile of stuff here, boy. It's nice coming in early in the morning and having piles, isn't it? Boy, that's what they say at the WOLD.
Really?
All our listeners have piles over there. Anyway, it's 11:18 at WIOD. We're doing Screenless, and we're going to start taking some calls. So this jazz that we got a couple lines not flashing now is totally, there we go, Broward. And Palm Beach is not flashing. It's totally unacceptable, right?
Well, Palm Beach, you can't count that. Now, come on.
Okay, those of you like in San Francisco...
Yeah.
And in New Mexico, people out of town. Good time to call in because we're doing Screenless and the Palm Beach line is open. Dade County, hello.
Yeah, Neil Rogers?
Speaking.
Oh, hi, Neil. How you doing?
Okay.
What happened? You didn't mention Y100's ratings this
Yes,
morning.
I did. I said they went way up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they got a 4-5 in 12+. They went up from a 3-8. They went up about 7 to 8 or 9 tenths of a point all across the board. They had a great trend.
Yeah.
And they just fired the PD a couple of weeks ago. He's gone.
Well, that was a shame, wasn't it?
Well, what can I tell you? What goes around?
All right, I just thought you were ignoring my boys over there.
Not at all.
Okay,
they're killing
them.
Okay. And they're killing us, too. Okay, not literally, but, you know, if you've heard that show, they're killing me. Now, I don't know. I don't know that much about Y100. I've outgrown it. You
yeah,
know what
no
I mean?
Kidding.
Like Hot 105. I don't listen. They're doing great, but I don't listen to them.
Never.
I listen more like to the mellow rock sounds of I-61. Like Spike Wise does.
It's up to you.
Well, I can't wait till we go past them in 18 to 34s. He is going to be so pissed. He's going to be... You won't be able to speak to him again. He'll probably even take the CD back, you know? The GTR CD. Yeah.
Now, was he there at the computer yesterday when they...
No.
He wasn't.
Don't you understand? There was nobody from management... There.
Must be the
They're
memorial.
All at these big meetings in powwow.
Oh.
Don't you understand?
I thought it was the
They're
memorial
having like
day.
Another busman's holiday this week. They got another big, all the corporate head honchos. And, of course, we're lucky enough we got the corporate sales consultant.
Incredible.
Is in the building. I don't want to mention Chris Beck's name because I start breaking out in hives.
How can there be such a thing?
And when I see him in the hall, I just go, oh, God, can this really be happening again?
Sales consultant?
For the whole chain.
What
Does that
is
explain
that?
A few things
what
to you?
What is that?
Oh, God. And he looks at me, and I look back at him, and I think, man, oh, man, oh, man. I told Gary Lawrence, whatever you do, Gary, don't buy a house. 20 past 11, let's go to Dade County. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
I got a spy report for you.
Okay, lay it on us, pal.
All right. In the Miami Review, have you heard about it?
No.
The Miami Review, there's an article about Jeff Gonza.
No.
Filing for bankruptcy.
Get out of here.
I am not kidding you.
Huh? What?
I don't have.
What do you mean
article?
Filing for bankruptcy? He's making reasonable money over there, considering
his
talents.
No, the article said that he was spending like $5,000 a year on clothes.
He's in radio.
That's honestly.
Well, when was he wearing them? He never wore them while we were over there.
I don't know, but that's
he used to wear these tacky Hawaiian shirts like I used to.
I don't know, but that's what that's the God's honest truth.
Okay. Well, we'll check it out. We'll get our Zeta spy right on top of that. Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay.
God.
I don't believe it. 21 Here. Past 11 at W. I don't believe it.
Joke.
Prank.
Okay.
Crank.
Right.
Can't possibly be. Jeff Gonzer. Must be a different Jeff Gonzer.
Must be. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the food, by the way? Wings Plus is coming today, and boy, have they got that good stuff. I may even have some wings, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're Jewish, you kind of try to stay away from chicken for a little part of your life because you've been force-fed chicken for years. I mean, there's so much... That's whole, the whole part of being Jewish is eating. In fact, even Gribenus is like with chicken fat and lard and chicken drippings, which Cheryl, of course, keeps promising that she's going to make Gribenus, but she never does it. She wants me to go up to this certain market in Sunrise to get the lard or whatever the hell it is.
the lard?
Chicken fat.
Oh, the chicken fat.
No, well, seriously, it's chicken fat. And you put onions in it and whatever else, and it's like fried mung is what it is, and it's very bad for you. And my mother, she was a great cook. She had another great dinner last night, but she refuses to make ribbon. She pretends she doesn't hear this, okay? She just pretends that she never hears me say this because she wouldn't want to feed me that. But it's tasty. It's like almost like Jewish onion rings.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what a good time to go into Nutrisystem right now. Well, it happens to be the time right now. And we have lots of people in the building, even Rich with some of his indiscretions here inside the studio. And the other day when he was eating that double chocolate fudge for a little cleansing of the palate in between courses, Rich is still up there at about 60 pounds off, and almost everybody in the building who's tried Nutrisystem is... One thing I've noticed is nobody has gained the weight back. Have you noticed that? Because we've been here almost 7 months now. And nobody, well, Roger's trying to, nobody has gained the weight back. Maybe a couple of, but not crazy.
Mm-mm.
Because Nutrisystem really gets you into a whole different mindset. You just don't pig out constantly day in and day out. And you're a lot more satisfied with much smaller portions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So get yourself involved in Nutrisystem right away, because the sooner you start, the sooner you're going to shed those ugly, debilitating, disgusting pounds of fat. And then once you get to your weight goal, they'll put you on that outstanding Nutrisystem maintenance program. Call them today for your no-obligation computerized weight loss consultation at their toll-free number. Where am I grimming at, Cheryl? At 1-800-344-THIN. That's Nutrisystem at 1-800-344-8446. When you call, by the way, ask if Gribbenis are on the menu this month.
In celebration of this year's national census, 610 WILD presents another talk show host, Senseless. Little-known talk show host facts you probably never knew or probably will never use. When it comes to favorite junk foods, our talk show hosts are Richard Simmons' worst nightmare come true. While Steve Kane can't eat just one potato chip, Mike Ranieri keeps artificially preserved on Twinkies, and Neil Rogers enjoys a little pizza on the side. Truth that you are what you eat. It takes all kinds to make the greatest talk show lineup in South Florida radio history. Ranieri, Rogers, Kane, only on News Talk Radio 610, WIOD.
Can you gimme that Jimmy?
You mean the 89 S15 Jimmy from CNGMC that comes with $500 cash back?
Yeah.
You mean the Jimmy that comes loaded with options? The Jimmy with a powerful 4.3-liter Vortec V6 engine, automatic transmission, air, and AM-FM stereo?
Yeah, can you give me that Jimmy?
The 89 Jimmy that comes with power steering, cruise control, tinted glass, reclining seat, and more, all at CNGMC?
Can you give me that Jimmy?
Nah, we're all out.
What?
Just kidding. CNGMC has got plenty of 89 Jimmys loaded plus $500 cash back.
Can you still give me
that Jimmy? You bet. Your four-wheel drive just gets to CNGMC, US 1 and Pompano fast to make your best deal on an 89 Jimmy. Just remember the big three GMC truck dealers, CN, Sherwood, and King GMC.
Thank you kindly.
For cash back, you must take retail delivery at a dealer stock by June 5th, 1989. See your dealer for details.
Do you get all steamed up when the Dow is down? Does your blood pressure go through the roof when your stocks are heading in the opposite direction? Is that any way to live? Not when you have a high-yield, low-anxiety alternative like Ginnie Mae's from Culver & Dunn. Ginnie's pay 10.75% today, and they're backed by the full faith and credit of the good old USA. You get a principal and interest check every month, guaranteed by the unparalleled credit of Uncle Sam. For high yields without high anxiety, call Culver & Dunn now at 444-6601. 444-6601. Culver & Dunn, the low-anxiety investment firm. Member NASD and SIPC. Yield based on accelerated principal payments from a Ginnie Mae purchase at presently available discounts. Principal value and maturity may vary.
If you would have told me that sooner, we wouldn't have talked about ratings today. 26 past 11 at WIOD. Look at this, WNWS. This is the, what is it, fall of 1979. Boy, this was the beginning of
those
hysteria.
Were the days, yeah.
WNWS, 18 plus adults, and 11.6 share. However, 25 to 54, what did I have? 4.2. Well, that wasn't too bad. 4.2.
For nights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But 35 to 64 was in 11.4. And if they would have had 65 plus, it would have been such a big number, they wouldn't have had room for it. What is that, Sharon? Sharon just came in with a little box. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that, should I? From Valenti's. Oh, not Valenti's. Oh, my God. Wow. Roger, when you see this, you're going to just get spastic. Do we have some forks?
Forks?
Where's Cheryl?
She has to...
her?
No, we don't save. Tell her to get her ass in here now, okay? We don't save because, unfortunately, when the rest of the food comes in, you know what happens, okay? Plus, Todd's coming in today. Well, I don't know, but it was messy, halosious to eat it with your fingers. That's disgusting. This is from Valenti's Italian Specialties on 35th Avenue in Miami. Italian rum cake. Thank you, Charlie. Italian rum cake, and there's tortoni and spumoni and a partridge and a pear tree. They supply what? Pizza Loft. This is what this is. These are the guys who supply these great Italian desserts to Pizza Loft. Now we understand. Thank you, Charlie. These look incredible. Wow. Wouldn't that be nice to have a little dessert to cleanse our palate before Wings Plus comes with lunch?
Well, I'm old school, you know. I eat dessert.
No, you can turn it around. Because you have to cleanse your palate.
My palate's clean.
Well, but some of those calls we had, though, didn't that kind of leave a bad taste in your mouth?
Well, that's a good point. Can't argue with that.
What's happening with... Oh, here we go. Look at Sharon, boy. She is so domestic and so right on top of things. She's only doing this because I promised she could give a little squeeze to Todd when he comes in. And Ross tomorrow. That Dorothy, man, I'll tell you, Dorothy is incredible. So anyway, do you want something, Sharon? Are you going to have a little bit of this? Because Roger just came flying in here. I think I'm going to have some of this. These are spumonis. I'm going to have a spumoni. I don't know what those are, but please, what are you having?
I haven't even looked at them.
Okay, we're having a little dessert here. You guys break up the desserts. Now, is Todd here yet in the newsroom? What time does he come in? Does anybody know? We got to start keeping closer tabs on him. 11:29 at WIOD. We got Wings Plus coming with lunch, and we have a little dessert from Valenti's. What? Well, he'll save it for later.
It melts.
Yeah, you can't let it sit there forever. These are all refrigerated, a little bit frozen, so they didn't melt. So I think you can probably just pick at it, okay? No, don't smell it.
It smells great.
I don't know about people that smell everything before they touch it. Well, it all depends on.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for clarifying that.
Oh, I wonder if Rob Lowe smells everything before he eats it. You think so?
I wondered the same thing.
It's 11:30 at WIOD. We got a call in Dade County. Hello.
Good one, Neil. Uncle Neil, good morning. Hi, Bert.
How you doing, pal?
Well, I heard that comment.
Look at that. Nick just came in time for dessert.
Wonderful. I heard that comment you made this morning about Mr. Food and the buffalo wings, and you must have missed the Monday night because he did a little shopping and a bit on Lorenzo's Delicatessen up on 153rd and Biscayne.
Yeah, that used to be a sponsor of mine. That's a good
point. Yeah, good food. I mean, but it's a great deli, but the channel line is getting ponderous now because of it's sort of old. And I thought that last night's show was absolutely, I don't know where he's come from. Maybe he ought to shave or something.
He looks pretty...
He looks bad.
He looks pretty schmutzy to me.
Well, I just finished having some chicken wings myself right now, but I don't have any of that Italian dessert. I thought maybe I'd drop over.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Good luck to you, pal. 11:30. In fact, it sounded like he dropped over right at the end of the call, and I could hear the thud when he hit the floor. Boy, this spumoni is great. Now, how you doing? What is that?
I don't know, but it's great. I have no idea what it's got.
It's like a
nuts
round ice cream ball with nuts.
It's real good. I never had anything quite like it.
Don't let our management see that. They'd start crying. 11:31 at WID. You have to think on that for a little bit. Anyway, we've got all these old rating books here. Boy, this is great. And even some of these, these go back to the late 70s and early 80s, so these were like before Steve was even in the market, okay?
That's right.
So we can't look up any of his old bad numbers. Broward, hello.
Well, I was going to come down there today for the big rating.
Hey, it's a superstar, ladies and gentlemen.
But, I was afraid of wearing the same shirt.
Yeah, why don't you go out and buy a new one? In fact, maybe you could borrow one of Gonzer's, okay?
There is no truth to the Robert W. Walker rumor. I just got off the phone with Nicole.
Really?
With who?
Nikki, that's his wife.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no truth to that.
Why don't somebody tell some rumors that there is some truth to, okay? It would be a change of pace.
Yeah, I didn't think that was true. Rob's busy.
Rob?
Lowe. Rob Walker.
Robert W. Lowe.
Yeah.
You know, when I was there for Glenn's birthday party, I gained 4 pounds.
That's quite a shock, yeah.
Yeah.
If I want you to sew those two new shirts together.
Now, come on. I'm only.
You got a puppet like could stop China.
I'm there maybe a max of one time a month, and it's just
that's all it takes.
I don't remember what I wear from one month to the next.
You wear the same shirt every day, this man. Okay.
It's amazing. You wear the same shirt every time.
Is this man nuts?
What did WSHE have back in 1979, 1980?
Good question. Why you should ask, okay? Because I'll open up the book. It's right in front of me, John. This is Johnny Dark, by the way, for those who don't care. WSHE. Wow, 12 plus, they had a 2-2. Yeah, they didn't. Men 18 plus, they had a 3-9. We got to get into some of these more narrow demographics, I guess. For example, this is going to take too long, okay?
No, I thought they had gigantic numbers.
No, I don't think they ever did.
Like, yes, they did. They had a 6.
Really?
Oh, yeah, but that's in about 85, 86 somewhere, and then they started declining rapidly.
Oh, well, that was...
Yeah, this is too early.
No, that
this
was
is
under...
before she hit their glory.
Oh,
this
sure.
is before all the people who listened to them got the good drugs.
What did you do midday? I didn't catch... I heard everybody else's number. I didn't hear yours.
Now?
Yeah.
7-5. Up from a 7-3 in the book.
Terrific.
Just a minor increase, but we'll take it.
And what did Joy do overall?
Joy? Boy, you are so boring, Johnny. Jeez, are you boring.
I wonder if those great TV ads paid off for him.
Well, let's see what we got here, okay? If they'd put the Boom Boom on Joy, I bet you they'd do a 10. Well, we're looking 12 plus. Joy, they went from a 2.7 to a 2.8, so obviously that campaign paid off big dividends, okay?
Robert Urich is really, whatever his name is.
Nobody
really...
cares about Joy, don't you understand?
Well,
why would you even ask that question? Joy 107. Boy, that's such a vanilla station. It's like tapioca pudding. Like they play Robert Goulet and Chris Cross back-to-back.
Well, I just find it interesting in a town this big that there'd be somebody doing satellite programming, that's all.
You can see it's really paying off, just like, Russ Oasis and that abortion he's got there.
Ooh. Speaking of that, what did they do?
Well, let's look at WXDJ.
Let's see if that big satellite is really paying off for
They're not on a second page. They're at the bottom of the third page. They went from a 1.8 down to a 1.6 in 12 plus, okay? And dropping like a rock.
That's working for them too, huh?
Yeah, it's working big dividends. They're really doing a great number with that facility.
God.
But that was it. I just wanted to find out what was happening.
Well, that's good. We always like hearing the sound of your voice.
It's been super.
And have a swell day.
Hey.
See ya.
Bye.
It's 11:35 at WIOD. Boy, I'm telling you. This eating stuff, this is what life's all about. You know what?
Oh.
Now, what are we going to do with the rest of those desserts that are going to melt? Did Nick have one? No, he's acting hard to get today. He's playing a little hard to get. Maybe the newsroom's going to have to come in and have a little dessert. Now, did Cheryl come in and get one?
No.
Cheryl, it's either now or never. Don't say save you one because they're going to melt. So either get your little, very invisible hiney up this end of the building and have one of these, or they're going to be long gone, okay? In fact, if she has one of these little... sweets now, she have a nice little sweet disposition when all the big shots get back afternoon. Although if their meetings are ending at noon, that means they'll be on a 3-hour lunch now to kind of like digest all of all the big confabs and powwows they had on their AOR meetings.
Yeah.
I mean, when they don't even play Roy Orbison, and they certainly wouldn't play the Dion cut because it's too good. What does that tell you? He won't listen to anybody, Spike. You know, he's like another one of those music mavens, kind of like Rose Bulger.
Bullheaded.
Rose Bulger?
That's good. I like that.
Hey, listen, speaking of great chicken wings, we have that food coming almost. There she is. We had to prod her a little bit, but finally she crushed up the hall. And,
reluctantly.
The buffalo-style chicken wings in Wings Plus are the best in the world, okay? I don't care what anybody else, any faker tries to tell you. They are so good that they're just orgasmic. Or try their Catskill Mountain-style garlic wings. You don't even have to be Jewish to enjoy those, okay? That's how good they are. Straight from the Catskills.
Wow.
And then, of course, with every order comes the celery and blue cheese, which you got to be kidding me. Your memory's getting bad.
Well,
in fact, it's Zeta. Don't you remember when Rose several times came in and threw a fit while we were on the air?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Which is unheard of.
Yeah.
Came in the studio with that look and stomped in there and gave us dirty looks and went running out. The most Bush League crap I've ever seen in my life.
He had to apologize.
Right in the middle of the show.
Yeah, he apologized one time, I remember.
What a jerk.
Freaked out.
Anyway, it's 11:39, 21 till noon, but we want to congratulate the morning crew over there, the Colonel's Army. Boy, God defend us if they're the ones protecting America, right?
Oh, God.
With a 1.5 in the latest trend, down from a 1.7. Just when we think they've hit rock bottom, they're new lows. Yep. In the history of this market. If I think Joey in one trend had a 1.3. I could be wrong. 1.4.
Seems like.
Now, if they're still there when the next trend comes out, well, the next trend will be theirs anyway because it's already over with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In other words, it ends today.
does it?
Yeah. So when the next trend comes out next month, even if they're not still on the air, it'll be their number.
Good.
So let's see if they can break that 1-5, okay?
Well, now they've already...
For the Guinness Book of Records.
They've already broken Gene Cashman's record of 1-7.
Oh,
yeah, lower ratings than Gene Cashman. Now, does that tell you anything?
Let me see one of those other things over there, because the people evidently are not going to come in here and eat the rest of these, and that would be wrong to let these melt. What are these?
They look obscene to me, but... let's see.
Oh, my God! These are like, Tortoni? See,
yes.
I don't know about Italian. I get the other one's Spumoni, just the ice cream. And these are Tortonis.
Yeah.
They're like three kinds of Italian ice cream with a layer of chocolate on the outside and a little tiny bit of whipped cream and a cherry on top. Okay? Ooh, I'm going to have at least one of those. Anyway... It's 20 till noon at WIOD. A caller in Boca. Hello. Okay, thanks so much for holding on, you jackass.
Boy.
Broward, hello.
Hey there, Neil. You look sick at your last remote.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at you right now, and you look sick all the time, pal, so what's your story? Dade County, hello. Hello. Well, that's good enough. Screamless.
Working great.
One more in Dade, and that's it. Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah.
This is Gordon Stevens.
Gordon, how are you?
I'm just fine, and yourself?
Boy, is this shocking. First Johnny Dark, and then Gordon Stevens. What are you doing, Gordon?
Well, it's nice to be remembered. I tried to get through yesterday when you were reminiscing a bit about the Yankee Clipper Hotel.
Don't you remember those good old days? Boy, that's when we actually had tourists in Fort Lauderdale. Remember that, Gordon?
Oh, that beach used to be mobbed in the springtime.
Yeah.
A lot of good shots out the window.
You bet. So to speak, yeah. Also, a lot of good shots at that bar with the swimming pool, too, right?
Yeah, especially the night that some Italian film company was doing a movie. And we set up some cameras downstairs and filmed the guys doing the movie.
Really?
And, see, the girls in the movie weren't wearing a whole lot, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whatever became of that movie. I don't think it ever saw the light of day in this country.
Boy, this is almost as shocking as the Rob Lowe story, you know? So what are you doing these days, Gordon?
Trying to get a life.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of people like that in this business.
Just trying to get a freelance thing going since TV stations around here are no longer interested, I guess.
Well, don't say no longer. You never know. You know, in this
That's
town,
true.
Never say never.
That's true. Incidentally, you got a mention in the New Times this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
I read it to you.
Oh, yeah, that little thing about 7 seconds? They really got a sense of humor over there, don't they? Well, you must have a busy life if you're reading New Times, Gordon.
Well, it's real busy, and I also want to thank you for that recommendation. Yo, Frankie.
Oh, yeah.
I bought that the other night, and, of course, I can't take it out in the car with me during the day, because then I might want to play that and rather than listen to you.
Yeah, we don't want anybody doing that.
No.
Even Hambrick better not be doing that. Now, he's got good taste, I guess, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
All you guys from Channel 4 have good taste.
Well, I'm not from Channel 4.
Well, I mean, you used to be from Channel 4. In fact, you used to be from Channel 10.
That's right.
If you really want to go back.
Yeah.
See, we've been following your career for a long time.
Sure. Channel 4 before that.
For two lifetimes.
That's right.
Well, listen, take good care. I wish you all the luck in the world, and give us a call again sometime, Gordon.
Well, I wouldn't want to be a chronic.
No. Have no fear.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Amazing. Gordon Stevens.
Good heavens.
What a nice guy, isn't he?
Yes. I met him one time years ago. Very nice man.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice man.
That's because he worked at 4. The nice people work at 4.
Have you noticed?
Well, some nice people work at 7, but not too many.
Few.
There's still a bunch of snooty douchebags over next to them. You notice in the parking lot, they don't look at you.
Mm-mm.
They, like, walk around with their head up in the air and their finger up there or whatever.
We're TV.
Yeah. We're TV people over here at the Big 7, and, of course, I've watched it. You could fool me. No, they really are doing better now that they lost the Peacock, I must confess. I think they're doing better.
They are.
I don't know if they're making any money. But they're doing good,
so.
Are they?
They look good. I hope so. They sure look good.
But that Sally still gives me fits, I know that. But the nice people, most of them work at Channel 4. And I didn't say that just because Gordon called, because he don't work there anymore.
No, but it's true.
And Brosmer is a great guy. He don't work there anymore either. He's in Palm Beach.
That's right.
On 25. Has anybody seen that station? I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't get it.
That's what they always say about Palm Beach. I don't get it. Even when I work there, I say that. I don't get it. At JNO, which is, of course, the really important station in the market. Wonder how Lee Fowler's doing. Wonder how he did in the Palm Beach trend if we're still kicking everybody's ass up there at midday.
We'll never hear from him about
never
that.
Never heard from Lee.
Mm-mm.
Lee is conspicuous by his absence, isn't he?
Didn't he?
Hmm. Put that paranoid John Picano up there at J&O. 1144 WIOD. Should we try Boca again?
No. Yeah, Boca.
No?
I got a...
Wait a minute now. Is this a bad time for you, sir?
I was on the ozone provocateur level here.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I have a Theta spy report.
All right, lay it on us, sir.
The other day, I was listening, and I caught a Led Zeppelin song. I don't remember what it was, but during the instrumental part of the song, all of a sudden, I started hearing, and I thought I was dreaming, but it was true.
They played one on Budell's show this morning, Led Zeppelin, A Whole Lot of Gloves.
No, it wasn't that.
Here's
one.
A joke, sir.
I got it. And it, all of a sudden, the Casey Kasem bit started playing superimposed on the Led Zeppelin instrumental part.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was very bizarre. I don't know if...
Yeah, they've been doing that now for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. They're trying to slowly but surely steal a few of our bits, you know.
I think you should sue them.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya. Boy, this is great. Hmm. You should have the other one.
No, no.
Well, then you won't be able to eat Wings
Plus.
Exactly. But now you close that up, I'm telling you, they're going to melt.
What would you like me to do with
them? Well, I can't eat another one.
Well, I'll take them over to the newsroom.
Now, don't take them over to the newsroom. If they can't walk the distance from the newsroom into here, you don't have to be delivery boy, okay? It's bad enough we have to feed them.
True.
All right?
Okay, but they'll melt.
Or are you just looking for an excuse to go over and squeeze on April? Is that it?
I'm no dummy.
Mm-hmm.
But, whatever.
This is great. It is bad radio, though.
But I don't talk about it on the air, either.
We got a 7.5 share midday on this godforsaken, what used to be a godforsaken radio station with that geriatric audience used to have. And we get memos that it's bad radio. Boy, wonder what time the bus for Louisville is leaving. Huh? There are a lot of these books that are the same.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I like those Vines books.
Yeah, the ones
those
that have Bill
favorite.
Vines names on them. I get excited about
me
that.
Me too.
I once had lunch with Bill Vines. He offered me a job.
Huh.
And he said, no, seriously, he said, wouldn't you like to be liked by everybody, like Sandy and Bill? He did. And I said, no. I said, are you nuts? Bill Smith.
God almighty.
Wouldn't
Good
you much rather
heavens.
Have everybody love you? And I said, no, I don't want to be boring, okay? And then, no, seriously, he was going to hire me back then. Thank God it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then he got transferred to St. Louis. He got dumped out of the market. It's 11:47 at WIOD. 11:50 at WIOD. I like that new part of the 11 o'clock news, Henry, where we say, what is your name? Anna Marie, are you there? Are you there? I love that. See, we planned that out. A lot of you think that's by accident. Anyway, let's see. This is, what is this? This book is October, November of 1980. Is this the same one I looked at before? I'm losing track at this point. I'm looking for Afternoon Drive. Well, they only had a 13 share. So that must be, Henry, I think, missed two games that year. He was in intensive care. He had a bad knee.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped a bottle on his knee. Anyway, it's 11:51, 9 minutes till noon at WIOD. And notice the newsroom just came... Even Steve Stansel from over at GTR.
How about that?
Came wandering in momentarily. Now, Steve, we'd love to feed you, but the food from Wings Plus will be here momentarily. This was just a little dessert, a little appetizer to cleanse our palate.
Are you okay, Henry?
Exactly.
You okay?
Now, last week on his birthday, we cleansed our palate with double fudge cheesecake in between courses. That was good. It was nice, and it worked very well.
Sharon gave me this, and by the way...
Isn't it interesting how Henry just kind of wandered in here and started hawking a chinic, as they say? It's fantastic what's going on here lately, you know? Pretty soon some of the people from the sales department will start wandering in.
No.
And we can really examine their IQ on the air in a very brief period of time. I like the books that say Bill Vines on the top. Vines. That's exciting. It's like a little chapter of history, isn't it? Like a little showbiz history that I have sitting in front of me here, this pile, if I can say that. Well,
oh,
good luck
boy.
To you. 11:52 at WIOD, and of course, now that we have the new team here, now we've really got some tourists, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's take a call from Dade County. Hello. Just when
Hi,
you think it can't
doing?
Get any worse, Henry. Yes, sir.
How are you today?
Great.
Listen, I got a spy report for you.
Okay.
Data.
Oh, yeah.
And this morning, They were, yeah, you got it. You got it.
Yeah?
They were doing that today.
Doing what?
That, by the way, Neil.
Wait a minute. They were doing what?
That noise you just
no.
did.
No. No, they weren't.
Yes,
are you serious?
I'm positively
what?
Serious.
Yeah, but it could have been real. They may have seen the seen the trend. You know what I'm saying?
That's probably it. You know.
Yeah.
Listen. What are the names, by the way? Is that the major and the captain, or?
Yeah, the captain and Schlemiel.
Captain and Schlemiel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to bring that across your way, and Neil and Bird, have a good day.
Okay. Have a great life, sir. 11:53 at WID. I find that very difficult to believe
me
they would
too.
Rip off any of our stuff, because didn't I think we invented it? Oh, there was just a little.
I like that.
A little
how
half
do you
one
do that?
There. Boca, hello.
Neil.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Question for you. Let's get the Bird a little surly. Why doesn't he get a job and quit hanging on your coattails?
Exactly. You know, in fact, April came in here just a minute ago with the rest of the news team and Steve Stansel all trying to get rid of the rest of the desserts for us as a public service. And she looked at him and she said, what is his problem?
Oh, she's got to wonder. Isn't her boyfriend getting pissed?
Who's that, April?
Yeah.
Why, April's got a boyfriend?
You didn't know?
No, you're confused with Laura. Her? Laura.
No, April. I saw her last week. She's got a boyfriend. He's pretty big. He works at the same gym we go to.
Really?
You better tell the Bird he better stay in his nest. Have a good day, Neil.
Okay, one of your fans.
Oh, big fan. Sir? You're going to have to dump me if I say what I want to say to
don't
him.
Don't do it.
I know.
Don't do it.
Should have done it while he was on
just
the phone.
Just try to remain calm, okay?
Well, why does he mind his own business?
His own goddamn business.
Exactly. Thank you for putting it even clearer.
Okay. Broward, hello.
Neil.
Yeah.
Someone should tell the colonel that Elvis has left the building.
Has he?
Yep.
What does that mean?
He's left the building.
Oh, isn't that what Stan used to say all the time?
Mm-hmm.
He's left
yes.
the building. Well,
yeah.
You know, it's easy to forget Stan. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay,
that's it.
Good call, pal. Dade County, hello. Yeah. Have a nice day. Dade County, hello.
Neil.
Yeah.
This is your favorite Zeta spy reporter.
Okay, boy, we're really Zeta intensive.
Yeah, I noticed.
They finally reached that 1.5 level in the morning and people are going nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made a phone call to my friend. The Gons is gone.
No.
What?
Get out of here.
He said it was true.
I think
management's bugging their phones over there because he said, I asked him and he said, yes, it's true, and hung up.
Huh.
So I don't know.
What do you mean? Is he on here now?
Huh?
Well, he's on right now.
About him filing.
Hmm?
He said that was true.
What, about him filing bankruptcy?
Yep.
God. I don't believe it.
I don't know. All I said, he said, yeah, it's true. Then he hung up on me.
And he hung up on me?
We've never had Gonzer rumors.
Well, no, because he didn't have enough people to know who he is to have rumors about him. Well, we'll check it out, sir. We'll
Neil,
check with our impeccable sources. Yeah.
Neil, we have one more thing to say to you.
I'll bet you do, but we don't. 11:56 at WIOD. He sounded very familiar. Didn't he? Terminally boring.
Yeah.
Sounded chronic to me.
Mm-hmm.
Palm Beach.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Neil.
You're speaking to him right now.
Neil, how you doing?
Aren't you lucky?
All right. I feel good now.
Well, do you?
How you doing,
Just
Bert?
Wait till the show's over, pal.
Oh, well, you never know.
I know.
I got a good Zeta spy report.
What?
Every call.
It's getting ponderous.
Every call.
Well, when I... You're gonna,
all right.
You're definitely going to call me an Ozone provocateur. This is Dan, the phone man. And
all right.
And you know, we don't tap anybody's line.
Yeah.
But I accidentally...
Oh, no. Dan.
I clipped on the colonel's line. And he was calling home. You want to hear what he had to say?
Sure, whatever you got, Dan.
Okay, guy, here it comes. Oh, man, the tape's messed up.
What happened, Dan?
He's an agent provocateur.
Like you said. 150, 11, ooh, that would have been nice. 157.
Wouldn't it have?
Wow, that would have been great. But then we would have missed the great lunch that's coming from Wings Plus.
Okay.
But 11:57 at WIOD. Palm Beach is not flashing. We're doing screenless today, okay? So when I punch it up, you don't have to say, I want to talk to Neil and go through a big simus, okay?
I like the ones that don't believe it when you say you're speaking.
Yeah. Well, what we'll do, we'll put them on hold and let them talk to whoever picks up the phone somewhere in the building. Certainly not in the control room. We'll let the salespeople pick it up, okay?
Excellent.
That'll be quite an experience for you.
That'll teach them.
Dade County, hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? I got a
Larry King spy report for you.
Boy, a lot of spies and a lot of reports on this show today.
Have you seen a new issue of Newsweek?
No.
It's got a quote in there by Donald Trump during an interview with Larry King.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's saying is, you don't mind if I sit back, do you? Your breath smells really bad.
Oh. Well, now, who said that?
Donald Trump said that to
Donald Trump said that to Larry, to the broadcaster of the year?
Yep.
Wow.
Bad breath of the year.
Okay. Hmm. In fact, Roger says he saw it. It's his way of intimidating King. Is that it? Mm-hmm. That was his way of it was his way of being honest, too, I guess. Okay. Thanks a lot, pal.
Oh, by the way, I'm eating right now. Is this bad telephone?
It's bad call. Yeah. See ya.
Right.
Ah. Isn't that something? Your breath stinks?
Now, King was the broadcaster of the year. Dick Fatherly was
also
the
broadcast personality of the year 6 years ago.
1883.
I'm Larry King. Maybe he wanted Don to cash him a check. You think that's possible? Maybe he wanted Don to take him to the track and to buy him $20,000 or $30,000 worth of tickets, something like that. Well, he shouldn't mind that. Anybody that buys $100,000 worth of lottery tickets in Pennsylvania and try to undermine those poor working people who work in those steel mines and coal mines and... Oh, the food is coming through the door. What great timing, okay? So if our news department... Well, no, I shouldn't invite them in yet. Let's get first pickings this time, okay? Because yesterday I was sitting here with an empty plate.
Yeah, please, let's...
Seriously, I'm sitting here yesterday for like 10 minutes with an empty plate, and these savages, these grave robbers out there, they're like going nuts.
True.
So give us a couple of minutes to delve through it and see what the good stuff is. And then after the news, we'll let them come in here, single file.
Please.
With their trays and napkins and forks, and we'll let them in on it, okay?
Keep it
of course,
under
Troy
control.
Can come in at any time. April Wortham's standing by. April's kind of surly today. She's got the noon WIOD news. We'll be back at 12:05. And, Steve, I know it's hard to believe, another Rabbi Meir Kahana show setting new highs in the history of broadcasting at 2 this afternoon.
It was 610. News Talk Radio 610. WIOD presents Neil Rogers. To get in touch and talk, call 751-WIOD in Dade, 524-WIOD in Broward, or 655-278-WIOD in the Palm Beaches. Other areas may call collect. The opinions expressed by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily those of the station. Now, here's Neil Rogers on News Talk Radio 610 WIOD.
Well, now we're really happy, huh? 12:07 at WIOD, and the food has just come in from Wings Plus. Boy, are these great guys, huh? Now, really? Is Todd in the building? Todd is in the building. Okay, now Todd has got to come in first, and then Andy and Jarrett and all the other people can, but Todd has got to come in first because he gets, like, first pickings, right? Is he in there? April, of course, can come in, too, but she's upset with you, so she probably won't come in.
What have I done?
She doesn't like you today.
Sitting
here... She thinks you're a jerk today. She thinks you're a jackass.
Sitting
right?
Here, minding my own business, doing my job.
She's got a problem.
And
said
I
he's got a four-letter problem. It's called life. And I said, yeah, they did beat us in the book, life. And she said, book, what's that?
Oh, here they come. Oh,
here
boy.
They come?
Fasten your seatbelt.
Uh-oh. I see heads out there in the hallway. Now, where's Todd? Todd gets first pick. Todd's not coming in here. Well, that's okay. Call Ross at home, okay? There he is.
What's up, man?
See, now, we didn't let you down, okay? Andy, come on in. Everybody from the newsroom, come in slowly, quietly, so he doesn't get agitated again. Here's little April. Oh, April is heading right over toward the bird. Look at this.
Now, what did...
Put a little kiss on his
ear.
Well,
I don't know what I did. I was, like, sitting here, just,
now,
like,
we got plates and
something or something.
It's like, so just open up all these things.
What
is this too much for you? You're overwhelmed, Todd?
About
we got wings.
What?
Great. What?
You're not
That's
used
for you.
To me
you
yet?
Want a salad? Yeah. Boy, this Andy, I'm telling you, what a faker this kid is, you know? Golly. Now, he's finally, his origins are starting to show.
Yeah.
You know, this Plant City, golly. Sounds like he ought to be on with Andy Griffith or something, you know, on Mayberry
RFP. Exactly.
I can't even say it. Opie, there you go. I'm not into those shows. I'm sorry. And Jared, of course, who's always left out in this stuff. I have no idea why. He's just like kind of the odd man out. Well, that isn't a good way to put it. Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, work. Doesn't seem to bother the rest of these people.
No.
No.
12:09. Had lunchtime at the Moldy's.
Are you okay now?
I may have one of those. You want some chili? Do you like chili?
No, I'm just looking at what all you got over here.
What all we got? What? What does that mean, Todd? You want to see what I got? Not much. Not much. Let's see what you got, Todd. Anyway, there's this sub sandwich here, which is great. I'm going to have just one quarter of that. Anybody want for Italian sub? No? Well, I'll eat the whole damn thing. To hell with you guys, okay? Yeah, all that other stuff. Now, what do you? I want to make sure you get everything you want, because otherwise then you'll go into a rage. I'm going to have some of the celery with the blue cheese.
Wow.
These guys are just going on. Nick, better dive in here real quick, because these people are like in a feeding frenzy today. I'll have a couple of those of celery, because they sound good crunching on the ear. And some blue cheese. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, and look at this. Even Mitch came crushing in here a little bit late, so you better get right into the thing.
Mitch, would you like to come over here to a microphone and repeat the thing you told me out in the hall? Would you like to say that yourself rather than
what
me,
it is? Those are mushrooms, aren't they? Aren't those the fried mushrooms? Yeah.
You want to say it on the air? Listen to this statement.
With horseradish sauce.
He told me out in the hall.
Oh, it's fish?
If you get
those are kosher too, Jared. It's got a little circle U on the edge of the thing there. What did he say?
I said salespeople are assholes.
Exactly. Well, tell us something we don't know, okay? We all know that.
I just like the way he put it.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. You want to put that on? Would you do me a favor? In that same voice, put that on a cart, okay? One that recues real fast. No, I'm serious. I'm not joking about
that. In that voice.
That. Yeah. In that voice, okay? Yeah. Boy, I love that. Hopefully Bill Mullen will be tuned in when we play it. Anyway, it's 11 past noon at WID. Everybody seems to have gotten what they want, so to speak. Everybody was smiling. Anytime, Andy. There's lots more here, so don't hold back, because I know you won't.
Good behavior
today. Yeah, they were really good today.
Yes, they were today.
Todd looked incredibly good today, didn't he? Anyway, it's... are there any wings? Because I was going to have one of the garlic wings. Oh, there's a whole million of them. Okay. I'm just going to try those, because like you know, I'm not big into chicken, and you're munging all over the place. Boy, Mitch is going to be hysterical. Mmm. I feel like Mr. Food. Only not quite so ugly. God, ooh, is that good. Can we say that, or has he got a patent on that? Mmm. The garlic wings are sensational. These are like the Catskill garlic.
Here's
trouble. Who was it?
All right, fine.
Who was it?
It was Laura.
Oh, Laura, come on now. Laura. Please, don't play hard
to get.
She's
never missed a day.
Laura has never missed any lunch here, but what
never.
Is she doing now? Come on, Laura, you don't have to wait for the break. I will not do the break till Laura comes in the studio, okay?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Everything was going so well.
Wow, so smooth.
Everything was so quiet. And
what
then
happened
all of a
to your meeting?
Yeah.
Come on, back to your meetings.
Mr. Mickey Mouse just showed up in the control room, okay?
Back to your meeting.
Things were going so well. I knew I was feeling good for some reason. Now, all of a sudden, my old IOD allergy is acting up again. But you'll be pleased to know we found in a closet all these old Arbitron books, okay? And they all got Bill Vine's name on them, all right? So just govern yourself accordingly in there. 12 minutes past noon. Laura, aren't you going to come in here and eat?
Oh, yeah.
Do we have to beg you? Or have you been doing a little frisky business with Todd there in the newsroom? Is that what it is? You can't wait for Ross to come in tomorrow. You got to start hitting up on Todd today, all right? She's out of control this week, isn't she? Better have a long talk with Scott and see what's going on there. It's 12 minutes past noon at WIOD.
Subway's double the meat on your favorite Subway subs, the Super Subs. They're stuffed, stacked, and double-packed.
Stuffed, stacked, double-packed, the Subway Super Subs. They got twice the meat, and that's a fact. You might think you're seeing double subs, stacked, double-packed, the Subway Super Subs.
First, we take the bread from the oven, then we stuff it. We stack on a thick layer of meat, then double pack it with another layer, plus cheese and all the free fixings that fit. Try a Super BMT, a Super Club, or a Super Combo and get twice the meat.
Stuff, stack, double pack, where it really counts. A Super Sub has more to love. Tasty meat in large amounts. Stuff, stack, double pack, the Subway Super.
Right now at Subway, buy any regular 6-inch sandwich for only $1.99. That's $1.99 only at Subway.
I'm what you'd call a financial conservative. I clip coupons, go to early bird specials, make my own shoes. I've even found that properly washed and dried, used paper towels are perfectly serviceable. Recently, however, I did something quite exciting. I opened a new kind of passbook savings account. It's called the Premium Passbook at Coral Gables Federal. Because it's a passbook account, it's convenient and handy. I keep it right in my sock drawer. And because it's from Coral Gables Federal, one of America's strongest financial institutions, I know it's safe and secure. Now, here's the best part. It's earning me more money. more than any passbook account I've ever had. In fact, I get high market rates without tying my money up in a CD, and there's no penalty for early withdrawal. If you're a conservative saver like me, you'll pick up your phone right now and call Coral Gables Federal about their new premium passbook. It's a local call, so there's no charge.
Member FSLIC.
Excuse me, I didn't know Pelicans drank Florida grapefruit juice.
Oh, yes, we get very thirsty.
Uh-huh, refreshing, is it?
Boy, we get thirsty. All that fish, mackerel, herring.
So grapefruit juice refreshes?
One thing alone takes away my thirst.
Grapefruit juice from Florida.
Of course, grapefruit juice from Florida.
Well, do you drink it alone or on the rocks?
Alone, on the rocks, in the air, everywhere.
Refreshing Florida grapefruit juice, 100% pure.
Boy, was I thirsty.
On your next trip to Albertsons, pick up Tropicana 100% pure Florida grapefruit juice. It's a deal too good to miss.
A Channel 6 Action News follow-up report.
We are victims, and we want that understood.
Overtown. For 4 months, we've asked some tough questions.
People are still without jobs, and mothers are still without child care.
Now we ask what's happened and what hasn't.
The improvements are coming, and hopefully they'll be more and more visible with each day.
Beverly Counts Rodriguez follows up as a search for answers continues tonight at 6 and 11 on Channel 6 Action News.
In another Inside Edition exclusive, Ralph Nader investigates a Houston businessman who is slaughtering our redwood forests. He says he owns them, can do what he wants, but he's cutting 129 football fields of trees a day. Which is more important, a person's rights to private property or the public's rights to environmental protection? See the hidden story when we turn the news inside out on Inside Edition.
Watch Inside Edition tonight at 7:30 on the new Channel 6.
All right, try to control yourself now. 1216 at WID.
No.
Spencer is in the studio now.
Uh-oh.
And he said if I bring the vet back next week, he's going to put it back into the... Well, that was a mess, Spencer.
Uh-oh.
He didn't, not only did they get the bugs off, all those love bugs, but it was smeared and just ruined, you know?
All right, we're going to do it. We're going to do it again.
You're going to do it. Are you, what, you going to do it again?
Again? I'm picking up right.
Oh.
Why is he picking out so much over there?
I don't know. You just did a, it was a nightmare. I never expected it from you. You do such great work all the rest of the time.
I'm going to do it again.
So you're going to have to personally supervise this one next week, okay?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Thank you, Laura. That was very kind. Come on, dig in now. It's, we've got to get rid of it.
Why? Why are you picking out of this? Listen to that chew. Chewing like a pig.
Exactly. See ya, Spencer.
He's running me out.
Yeah. See ya. Did you do a nice job on that Supra?
Yeah.
Good. Didn't smear it all up, did you? Okay, take care of yourself now, because you only live once, okay, Spencer? Yeah. By the way, say goodbye to the Colonel for us next Monday when you go over there. Because I don't think you'll be seeing them too much over there.
I'm
going
to tell them you love it.
Yeah, we
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Tell them more. Tell them more of the fans.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
See you, Spencer. Get out of here. Well, yeah, I drove you out, all right. 1218.
What a day.
On lunchtime at the oldies.
Is that what this is?
Surpluses that currently have plagued the United States and the Western world.
Yeah, and we're taking care of it right now. Boy, this chili is great, okay? And the garlic wings from Wings Plus, because I'm not a chicken person, I told
right.
you that. I'm just I usually just eat the Italian sub, which I'm also having a little slice of. But the garlic wings are so good that it's obscene.
Yeah, they are great.
It's incredible.
They're just a little hot. It's great. Just a little spicy.
They're great. Just a little touch.
This is so pleasant today.
Yeah, everybody was on their good behavior.
Best behavior today, everybody.
And Todd came in and made some kind of grotesque comment, and everything was great.
And it's nice. It's like, sort of like a picnic, isn't it?
Although, when he made that one comment, when he came in, he said, "What do you got there?" And I showed him. He started breaking out in tears. He was crying.
Yeah.
And I can relate to it. 1218 at WIOD, and Roger had a little snack there, and
mm-hmm.
Nick has been picking out as usual in his own quiet, disgusting way. And we're just having a great time. Aren't we?
Yeah, we are today, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Snack time at the Moldies.
This chili, boy, is great. And I don't even like chili.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I don't like most chili because most of it's got too much beans in it. And not for me, you know. Not for me. Okay, let's take some calls. We're doing Screenless today, and we're going over the ratings and just all kinds of huzzah, right to kill some time. I couldn't believe when Disney came back in the building. Was that
shocking?
Frightening or what?
Yeah, thanks.
Boy, Andrew. When I saw Disney, all of a sudden I started to...
what a surprise.
It started to back up a little bit, some of the food. Dade County, hello. Well, that was kind of a cute call.
Too bad you couldn't hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, you missed out on a real cute provocateur call.
Yeah. I don't think cute's the word. Yeah, sure glad you're taking these calls every now and again.
Yeah, every once in a while, just to spice it up a little bit. Just for a little variety.
I think you're part
Speaking
of it.
Of the Colonel... I thought this song might be appropriate today.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stars.
20 afternoon at WIOD. The Rock of South Florida.
See ya.
Broward, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
Oh, good. Couple things. First of all, I was
This
wondering...
isn't Lloyd, is it?
Excuse me? Hi. Listen, first of all, if you could tell me, what were some of the ratings for the Motivation Channel? I'll tell you why.
They didn't show up.
Is that right? Because I turned on...
They never show up. They don't make it.
Yeah, because I was zipping through the channels on AM, and I happened to listen, and there was actually a 10-minute lecture one guy was given on those little square yellow stick-em pads.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. That was the whole thing, a 10-minute thing on that, and I figured, you know, that's got to draw audiences like a magnet.
Oh,
yeah. They can't even motivate anybody to listen to the station.
Yeah, I know it. Listen, I'm the guy who called yesterday and asked you to play the Tired Wilburys to record it.
Yeah.
You remember? All right, well, you're not going to believe this.
What'd you do, call back? No,
didn't
get
work.
Out of here.
No, listen to this. I had George and Marlin record it for me. The recording
George
was
and
all
Marlin,
the way down.
Yeah.
It didn't come out. But listen, I read the instruction book.
Yeah.
Right now, this is recording. The recording level's on.
Remember the guy on Zeta that time you played a bit for
me? Well, this was the same thing.
Yeah, call back.
He wanted us to play the damage recording now. Play it again. Play this, pal, okay?
Yeah. We did
you
it
out of your
him,
mind.
Dug it up, played it
yeah,
for
and
him,
I even
the
played
whole
a little
thing.
Ricky Ticket. It did a special thing for
Classic.
Him on it that it didn't record, okay?
Never record.
Now, we don't just turn the whole show around on demand for some demented douchebag like you. So you're a wonderful guy, and you sound like you're really under the age of 100, but get lost.
God.
Boy, this is good, huh?
Those recorders are real complicated. You got to hit play and record
now,
at the same
I'll
time.
Have one more of those garlic wings, okay? Just for the hell of it. Because they are just tremendous. God, are they great.
Traveling man. Hey, your Houston's real nice.
All here. Over the world.
Houston, you know, Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Real nice.
Austin.
Good. Yeah, this
Laredo.
Austin. Perfect.
Laredo.
Austin. Yeah, Laredo. Mm-hmm.
Or as most people say when they're asked if they listen to the morning show on Zeta, El Paso.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What a setup I did for that show.
Yeah, I sure did.
That was a good one.
I didn't even write it out longhand, you know. Are these garlic wings good? God. I can't believe how good they are. I've been missing out on this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
The best. Boy, oh boy. Mr. Food, eat your heart out, okay? 23 past noon at good old WIOD. Did anybody come by and say, hey, nice job in the trends yesterday? Did we get a little note under the door or anything? No, they never do that.
Uh-uh.
Well, when the book came out, they said, hey, pretty good, huh? Go to hell. Well, they're upset because GTR, you know, keeps sucking
yeah,
wind.
Yeah, yeah.
God. I mean, this station just keeps going up and up and up, and GGR just bounces around like a yo-yo. Mm. They don't even have the Dolphins.
At least not yet.
Boy,
football.
And the celery with the blue cheese.
Football does well on FM. Remember the Super Bowl on
And
Zeta?
It's only 17 years till the first game, so stay tuned for those hot 60-second promos exclusively on WIOD, where the weekends are deadly, okay? A 3 on a weekend. Man, can you imagine if we had, like, decent numbers on a weekend?
Oh.
We could have a 6 on this station, okay?
I know.
If we had anything but those taped mung things on a weekend. But we don't want to interfere because that's not our bailiwick, okay? That's not our thing. Oh. 24 past noon at WIOD. Toyota of Hollywood is the South. All right, now you're going to be all right. We're having a little choking spasm.
I'm all right now.
That's like my big dog. He eats too fast. Jams it down, and then he starts choking and occasionally puking and disgusting things, and it's just disgusting.
Well, it was the water this time. Went down the wrong way. But it's amazing. It happened during the break. Whoops.
Yeah. I like this. It's called Choke to Death on the Air. Yeah. Okay, we're doing a little screenless here today. We have an open line in Boca at 278-WIOD where it's not flashing. The Italian sub is great, too, with these spicy Italian cold cuts.
Mmm.
Mmm. Boy, this is tremendous, sir. God.
Yeah.
And, of course, this is bad radio. Anybody seen Boy Gary, or did they put him on the back of the bus?
No hide nor hair. Nothing.
How about Spike Wise?
Nothing.
Oh, you won't see him.
Well, Mike Disney really was sufficient. You know what
I mean? That was more than enough. Because you know what I've always said.
Salespeople are assholes.
1229 at WIOD. Now, why is this bat line ringing? Should we punch it up?
Sure.
He's not even Hello?
Hello, Neil.
Yeah.
It's Rick from Los Angeles.
How you doing, Rick? Where'd you get this number?
Very good. You gave me the bat line number last time I called.
That's right. I just wanted to see if you remembered.
Oh, yeah.
So what's going on, Rick?
Oh, not much. I imagine you guys have gotten the news by now.
What's that?
It's a little talk about Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think really that story got to us way over here?
Maybe.
Oh, this is Rob Lowe's friend, Rick.
Yeah.
Now, what do you make of all that?
Well, I can't say a whole lot myself right now. I can let you in on a little information.
Yeah.
About it. Rob plans on coming out with a statement later this week.
Well, wait a minute. Plans on coming out?
yeah.
No.
With a statement.
Oh, with a statement.
Yeah, later this week.
Now, I saw him on the news this morning from Cannes.
Yeah.
They talked
from Cannes?
From Cannes, France.
Oh.
Right.
And his statement was so ambiguous. I mean, it was incredible.
Well, I think he's ambiguous when you come right down to it.
He didn't say anything.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
I didn't know he said anything yet.
Yeah, but really, you didn't miss anything.
Really?
Yeah, it was just so veiled.
He was wearing a veil in the can.
Yeah.
That Rob Lowe, man, I'm telling you, a little on the kinky side, I think, huh?
I saw the film.
It turns out that the girl was really River Phoenix. Is that possible?
No. Well, he's married to some...
To some guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Named Marty.
That's right.
It's pretty bizarre, you know? This world today, you can't be sure what the hell's going on, you know?
Exactly.
This is
getting...
Even if the body parts look like the right ones, you still can't be sure.
You know, that's the thing.
It is. It really is. Nobody knows who's what or what's what anymore.
Yeah,
you have to practically bring in a battery of biologists to find out what you're involved in.
Well, when I saw the film, it's very hard to tell who's who in the...
And what's what, yeah.
Yeah.
You saw the uncensored film?
Yes.
You did?
The whole 22 minutes?
Now, who is in it?
Well, there's a person named Rob in the...
Yeah, they call him Rob.
They
person
do.
Named Rob. Is that him?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I really don't know.
And then there's a guy named Bruce...
Well,
yeah, they call him Rob in the film. That's true. Isn't that a coincidence?
It could be.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a couple of girls who look like River Phoenix.
Well, actually,
and Madonna.
Well, actually, there's only one girl in the film.
How many guys are there?
Two. Yeah.
Well, that figured.
But I think he'll come out with a little more.
He'll come out with a little something.
The next time he comes out with something.
Okay, well...
If he comes out with anything ever again.
Yeah, if he ever brings it out again.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sure that you're just sitting there with bated breath. Give us a call if you get any updates, Rick.
I sure will.
Okay, have a great life.
You too.
Bye. He sounded pretty excited, didn't he?
Well, that's what everybody's interested in. That's
Rob Lowe?
Big story this week.
Well, absolutely. I was always interested in Rob Lowe. See, I'm always, like, way ahead of everybody else.
Ahead of, yeah.
A front runner.
Mm-hmm.
How about those Cubs, by the way? A game ahead. Boy, all the Mets fans must be really up sore today, boy. They won't even talk to us, I'm sure. We have one open line not flashing in Boca. 278-9463. 278-WIOD. Now, we got to get some more help on this food, okay? This is not a joke. We got more garlic wings. We got several more of that. What is in this thing? The tuna platter? Oh, look at that. Look at how beautiful
another
that
salad.
Is. And is there dill pickle in there, do I see? Because I'll eat the pickle. Well, I mean the dill pickle. Because to let that go to waste would be criminal, man. One thing about us Jews, we never let dill pickles go to waste.
Oh, look, there's some eggs.
I can't believe that Jarrett wouldn't be eating the dill pickle, can you? Yeah, there's some eggs in there, too.
I like those. Boiled eggs.
So anyways, we approach this next break. You guys better make one last stop and clean up the rest of this here, okay? There's wings, and there's a salad, and there's celery, and there's all kinds of stuff, okay?
They did a pretty good job on it.
Well, they did a decent job, but I don't want to say, and there's more of this sub. There's like half of the Italian sub left. Speaking of food, which we rarely do on this show, Siam's Dal with that great Thai food up there in Lauderdale Lakes wants to pass along the word. They want you to come in when they're not there, right?
No kidding.
So Boone called the other day. In fact, they're coming Friday.
Are they?
With food.
Oh.
How do you like that? Isn't that unusual? Somebody's bringing lunch on Friday. And Siam's Dal will be closed this Sunday, the 28th, and Monday, Memorial Day. And also starting in June, which is just a week away, they'll be closed on Sundays throughout the rest of the summer. And then they'll reopen on Sundays in September. So we just passed that along, you know, for those who care to send their very best. And if you want to sample some of that great Thai food, which is just delicious, it's spicy, or if you really like it extra hot, they'll make it that way. But whatever you get on the menu, it's fantastic, including the curry pop and the saute and all those delicious appetizers. And all of the delicious entrees as well. The prices are very moderate, and the service outstanding. Boone and his family will make you feel like a king or queen, as the case may be. At Siam's Dal, they're at 4461 North State Road 7. That's in the Lake Town Center in Lauderdale Lakes. For exact directions, you call Boone at 731-8328. 731-8328 for the finest in Thai food, Siam's Dal.
The rapid growth of pleasure boating has hit our coast like a tidal wave, making Florida Central Coastal one of the deadliest bodies of water in the country.
You can kill yourself out there if you're not careful.
Add to that the jet ski craze, and you have a problem that runs deeper than the tide.
Reckless fun seekers are leaving a wake of tragedy. This is John Turchin. Is it safer to stay ashore? Watch my report.
Enter Coastal, Out of Control, a Channel 10 Eyewitness Extra, tonight at 6 and 11. And watch Nightline with Ted Koppel at 11:30. ABC News, America's Choice.
A lot of people bet the lottery.
A lot.
Not too many win, though.
That's true.
Not much fun, just losing.
Not much.
Went to High Life the other night, won a couple of bets. Came out over 70 bucks ahead.
Not bad.
Fella next to me won the Superfecta, same game I won at Quinella. Over $2,000. Know what he said to me?
No.
He said, it's nice to sit next to a winner.
Fact. Thousands are won in single bets every night at Miami High Life. Go where the odds are good. Miami High Life.
Sure, no problem. 12:36 at WIOD as we're trying to... Now, is there, a couple more garlic wings? Because those are too good to waste, okay? I'm going to have one more, maybe. I don't want to make a big mess here because, you know, somebody will get hysterical. But these are just... And then you, what the smart thing to do is you dip them in this mung, you know, in a garlic mung.
Yes.
What is
in
it?
The mung?
Well, what do you call
juice.
It?
Juice.
Juice. Well, that sounds disgusting. God, are those good.
They really are. Okay.
Oh, look at this. Nick is coming to help us clean up a little bit, so
good.
To speak.
You're not going to take that whole salad? Oh, jeez.
Now, what? The newsroom is really letting us down, aren't they? They really are. We got a little leftovers in here. We wish they would just come. Although Nick seems to be doing a real good job.
Yeah, it's...
These are... Did you have some of these already?
Yeah.
The best. And I don't even like chicken anymore, okay? I've been chicken to death. But these are too good to be true. 12:37 at WIOD. I know this is disgusting today. We're just going overboard, aren't we? Are we doing just a little bit too much today? And we had the desserts before we started.
Two garlic wings left. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, guess what's coming up in the next break?
Two garlic wings and a little salad. That's all that's left. They've picked it clean.
Don't you think Todd ought to come back and finish that up just for old time's sake? Anyway, let's take a call in Broward County. Hello.
Yeah, is this the Neil Rogers Show?
No.
Is this WIOD?
Of course. What are you asking dumb questions, pal?
Well, I'd like to talk to Neil Rogers.
What do you think this is?
Oh, okay. Oh, Neil, you used to be on 94 FM, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I've been out of town.
No, get out of here. We've been here almost 7 months.
Well, no, I've been up. How's everything?
Oh, everything's great.
Now, is that 94 station back to music?
Yeah, well, no, they got this morning show. They got a 1-5 share in the morning. They're really knocking them dead.
Really?
No.
Well, it's good to hear you. You know, this is a very strong station, very big following. Good to hear you doing well.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
WIOD, sure.
It is? Yeah. Funny, I never heard of it before I came over.
Ah, it's great. Listen, I just want to tell you good luck, and although I still hate your style, I hate everything you say, I hate everything, but you got, you know what it takes to get on, you know, I don't think I can say it, but you got, you know, big ones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what you think.
Good luck to you.
Okay, pal.
Bye.
We hate you, too, okay?
He said everything else. Why couldn't he say that?
Yeah.
You didn't hear all of that call,
No,
kid.
I had to dump one thing he said, but he didn't want to say balls. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. But he said everything else.
The management was out playing golf without him this morning, so why should that stop him? 12:39, 21 till 1 at WIOD. Dade County, hello. Welcome to our Eat Fest.
This is your man on the street for WIOD.
Well, it's been nice talking to you. All these comedians, man, we're not interested. Don't you understand? We're not interested. Get your own show, okay? In fact, after seeing these numbers, there ought to be a lot of possibilities in town.
Mm-hmm.
Palm Beach.
You know, they're so just a little slow in the uptake.
Well, listen to the music in the background. Oh, this is another one of these guys who's playing material for us on the air. He's in the dining room, and the music is in the attic, okay? And he's holding a phone up.
Can you hear it, Neil?
He thinks everybody can do like Lee Fowler, you know, just open the window and it goes on the air. Broward, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey. Hi, guys.
What's shaking, pal?
Not much. You know who this is.
Who is it? Carlos.
You got it.
Boy, that's depressing, Carlos. What do you want?
Nothing. You've been asking me to call.
That was just a joke. You think that's serious?
We want to hear that machine, Carlos.
I'm setting it up.
Setting it up. I've been set up before, Carlos. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you're talking about with me and this. I never...
Joe with two N's.
Yeah,
don't you know that, Joe? You know who that guy is who hasn't called since he made that trip to my house when he was doing little surveillance?
I know. I've never heard of...
Pretty boring, too, because there wasn't anything going on. I guess maybe that's why we don't hear from him anymore.
Well, I have nothing...
If he wants to come back, I'll be more than happy to fulfill his desires, whatever it was.
Well, I have nothing to do with that. I don't know what, you know...
Well, he talked about you at great length, Carlos, and then all of a sudden, that following Monday, you were the first caller. And I thought it was pretty suspicious, Carlos.
All he said was that someone asked him about me at Sheridan 7, right? That's what you said to me.
Yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. What do you mean at great length? Or did he say some more stuff?
He said you were an agent provocateur, is what he said.
Basically.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know this Joe guy.
You don't know him?
No, I've never heard of him.
Well, he's working now for the CIA.
I don't know who he is.
Yeah, he and STEM are working for the CIA. They're going to be a team of brain surgeons together.
Hey, Bird, happy birthday. I know.
Thanks, Carlos. Thanks a lot.
It was my birthday a couple weeks before that. You're a Taurus?
Yeah, are you too?
Yep, May 5th.
No kidding.
Nobody cares.
How's work going?
It's going good. Neil, how come you're being so mean to me lately?
Why should today be any different than...
he was nice to me when I first called the first couple of times, and now he...
Until I got to know you better, Carlos.
You never got to know me.
Thank God.
It's just
a radio show, Carlos.
What radio show?
This is your friend, right?
No, your friend.
Salespeople are assholes.
That's a great car.
That just came out of nowhere, you know?
I like that a lot.
You love it, Carlos. You love people being mean and cruel and tying you up in the corner and whips and chains. Isn't that what you're into, Carlos? Be honest with us.
I love it.
Yeah. I told you if we were nice to you, you wouldn't know how to handle it. How come your phone is getting, like, so muffled we can't understand it? Yeah.
All right, hold on.
In closing.
Wait, don't hang up.
There you go.
There we go. We can actually understand it now. What kind of a phone
is
was that?
Better?
Was that a pornograph?
No. I just switched phones.
Oh, Carlos, you are so boring, man. This call, I may pass out.
Well, I just came to explain to you that I don't know what's going on with this Joey guy.
Well, we don't either. In fact, it's mysterious. Not Joey. Joey is another guy, okay? Joey's okay. This is Joe with
Joe,
two N's.
Two N's, right?
Yeah. Very mysterious. Very strange, bizarre. And has disappeared from the face of the earth.
All right. You guys ready?
Here we go.
Listen to this. How was that?
Have a great day, Carlos.
Take it easy.
We'll see ya.
Whoa.
1243 at WIOD. Open line in Broward, 524-9463. 524-WIOD. Again, we thank profusely our friends at Wings Plus for a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously going to come back over and over again for an encore. That's tremendous. God, is it good. I'm disappointed, though, that there's a little stuff left over here. And that Todd, you notice how Todd, like, sulked out of here and he never came back in to finish it off? I think...
No, I didn't notice.
I know. Well, I pay very close attention,
well,
okay?
I
think there's, like, part of a sandwich. There's a lot of the celery. There's more of that tuna salad platter that's sitting over there that's ongoing. There's at least one or two of those wings.
One.
Only one? Well,
one
I may eat that.
Wing.
I may finish that off. Like I said,
your
Todd...
Name on it.
Are there people, like, hovering, or is somebody putting mail in a box? Well, you can't tell out there. I keep seeing these heads in the hallway out there.
Nothing going on out there that I can see.
For sure?
I don't see anything.
You can see it there?
A little bit. More than you.
Hmm. Well, they did that on purpose, probably.
You're no kidding.
1244. Boy, this was really something special. Now, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Thursday, and we got Natural Eats.
Fernando. We'll be here briefly.
Briefly. Fernando's going to have a very limited visit.
Well, that's nice.
In other words, just slide the food out of the door, Fernando. Natural Eats. And then Friday we got Boone in the Box with Siam's Doll.
Boone.
And then Monday, on a holiday, no less,
incredible.
Mr. Arnold is coming back with those incredible Little Royal Castle cheeseburgers.
You're amazing. I don't know how you do it.
I do it.
Incredible.
Now, I'm curious about this, though, okay? I don't know who's scheduled. I guess Todd's supposed to work Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Ross works Tuesday and Thursday, and Jarrett works whenever he feels like it. Who's going to be in on Monday? Are you working Monday?
For what? When? This Monday? Yeah.
It's a holiday. It's a holiday. It's Memorial Day.
I know. I work every
and you're still going to be here because we got Royal Castle Burgers coming on Monday.
Oh, yeah. I work.
Even on holidays.
This is summer. I'm always on
holidays. What a guy. Yeah, it seems like it. Now, listen, there's just a little stuff left over here, but we don't want you to go away hungry, okay?
All right.
And Laura said that she was wrong. She said, Ross looked good, but she's taking a good second look at you, and she's having second thoughts, okay?
No.
He's not interested in Laura, okay? I don't want to hurt Laura's feelings. Todd just said, he didn't say it in so many words, but he just...
No, I didn't say it. Don't say it.
What?
Don't say it over the air.
No. I won't say it on the air. How about off the air?
No,
he's not interested, Laura. He thinks you're a dog. Anyway, it's 12:45. Now, you would like, for example, if you were just bored for a few minutes, right? Yeah, go ahead. If you were bored for a few minutes and Laura stopped by in there and there was nobody else, like Monday when it's a holiday, you might entertain her for a few minutes, right?
Oh, yeah. A few hours or hours.
A few hours or days, as the case may be. Okay. Well, listen, Todd, don't stay away too long. Okay. 12:46 at WIOD. It's time to talk more food now, the Armadillo Cafe. One thing about this show, we don't overdo it on the food. If you notice that? Yeah, take all, well, not the garbage. See, you can come back.
Now,
see, now are you liking him a little bit better?
Because
he hates your guts. He does. He hates your gut. Don't you? Don't you hate him?
I don't even know the man. How can I hate
this man?
Well,
I never stopped you before. It never stopped you before. If he had a couple of large breasts or something, you might like him. Then he'd probably get on Geraldo, and then you'd wish you'd known him better.
Why are you bringing me into this?
Well, because you've been surly all day. Even April came in here. Usually you're, like, cuddling April, and you grab everything you can get. And today it was like she looked at you with a look that could kill.
I was reading something.
Like she said,
something.
Are you a salesman or
I
something?
I was sitting
here. You know why she said, are you a salesman?
Salespeople are assholes. I was sitting here reading something or something, and she's like, she's the surly one.
Oh, yeah, I think, ask April what the hell is going on in there, will you please? Thank you, Todd. Come back anytime. 1246. Boy, you know what he is? There's a word that I've been looking for to describe him from Plant City. Healthy.
Okay.
Would you say that's right?
Don't ask me these questions. If you keep asking me these questions, I'm going to say something, and it's going to hurt people's feelings, okay? And that's not what I want to do.
What are you going to say about him?
Don't. Push it.
See,
okay?
I told you he hates
Todd. I don't even
How about
know
Ross?
The guy.
You don't know Ross
I don't
at all.
Know any of them.
And you hate him.
I don't.
How about Alan? You hate Alan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know him. How can you hate somebody if you don't know them?
So in other words, if they'd hang out in here and make some more noise and be a little more obnoxious...
Then I'd hate them.
Okay. Okay, I guess you guys have got the message. 1247 of WIOD, Armadillo Cafe. Wow, this... I got to say one thing, okay? I don't care anybody else in this market can go on and talk about all the great restaurants. And, you know, a lot of people do have good restaurants. But we got just tons of places, don't
we?
Yeah. Tons.
Amazing.
And most of them don't cost you an arm and a leg. That's the great thing about Armadillo Cafe. The prices are very modest. 1251 at WIOD. See, you forgot all about that.
I sure did.
We got the second race in about... 45 minutes or so. 40 minutes coming from Hialeah. Final Cat is the bird's pick with Steve Gaffleon. Good luck to you on that one.
I know.
And my pick is way back in a seventh race, Katie Overstreet with Mike Gonzalez. I'm not going to be a fool anymore and pick early. So Phil can call in and humiliate me, okay?
I'll finally learn, I think. Sooner or later.
So anyway, I don't know why you hate Todd, but he's a pretty good guy. Anyway,
Will you stop saying, I've never said one word against him.
Why do you hate any of these guys that come in? Okay?
I've never
said one word for him.
Sexist. I've
never said a word. April and Gail are wonderful, delightful young ladies, and I think they're great.
Yeah, do you hear
just
me?
Just because I don't want to put the move on them doesn't mean that
do
I don't
like
them.
Do you hear me salivating and drooling about them on the air all
the time? Yes, as a matter
you
of
do?
Fact, that April, she comes anywhere near the door and you get into heat.
Oh, jeez.
You got so choked up before, I didn't think you were going to be able to continue the show. Audience heard it.
Heard what?
Hyperventilating when April was in the, she was just hanging outside the door and you start gagging and choking, getting hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
1253 at WIOD, Broward, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Judy from a hot dog cart that Neil used
Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Who's this?
Neil.
Neil?
We're doing Screenless, Judy. How long have you been ringing the phone?
Do you know that I have tried to call you numerous times?
Where have you been?
I have a girl working on the corner now, so I'm... Funny.
You have a girl working on the corner?
Well, that's...
See, if people don't know you, Judy, that doesn't sound too good, okay?
She's taking over for me.
The hot dog cart.
For the summer, yeah. How you been?
We've been great. We're just eating up a storm here.
One of my customers came by and told me that he had spoken to you and you said, tell her to call, you know. But I've tried.
Well, when you're this popular, Judy, you know what I mean?
I wanted to wish you luck a long time ago.
Well, here we are.
Neil.
Yeah.
There was a paint and body shop that you've been advertising. I just bought a little Mustang and it needs... paint.
Citron. C-I-T-R-O-N.
Are they really good?
Yeah.
Where are they located?
Oh, geez. Call them up. They got like three different locations.
But real close to you.
Yeah, they're not far from you.
Palmetto and like 47th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're right off the Palmetto, like a couple of blocks.
I'm really glad I got through to you.
Well, thank God. But listen, it's great hearing from you. So, in other words, you're not going back out on the street? I mean, with a cart?
Well, I had a little surgery on my face. Little improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor says no more sun.
Oh, no more sun.
No more sun.
Huh.
So this girl Jody's really doing really great. She's selling hot dogs like they're going out of style.
Great.
Yeah, she's good. Did you read the article Sunday that the Herald did?
No, I don't read the Herald.
Oh, you don't read the
Sunday? Subversive paper.
They didn't do me too good this time.
What, they ripped you?
Well, there's a couple of hot dog carts down the road, like near U.S. 27, and they're saying that I'm using scanty tactics out there to sell because this girl, Jody, wears shorts.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. You ask them. I don't know.
Scanty
they think I'm
tactics.
Taking business away from them.
You know, they probably got, what's his name, Tom Fiedler, is probably standing around with a raincoat and binoculars out there at the shopping center across the street and checking things out. You know what I mean?
Well, it wasn't nice what they said, you know.
Well, to hell with them, you know. In fact, every knock they give you is like 100 boosts.
It's amazing. There's not enough traffic to go around, you know.
So this is Judy who's got the hot dog cart at the corner of Pines and Palm in Pembroke Pines.
I miss you, Neil. I miss waving to you every
morning. Yeah, I miss driving by and waving to you every day. Well, listen, one of these days when you least expect it, I'll drive by there.
I'd love it.
Okay, and I'll say hi to Jody.
Great.
Okay, thanks, Judy.
Take care, Neil.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Isn't that incredible? We heard today from Gordon Stevens.
Johnny Dark.
Johnny Dark.
Carlos.
Carlos and Hot Dog Judy in the same day.
Who's in the 1 to 2 hour?
And Todd was in here twice. It's...
Oh, my. Now he's going to hate me.
Why?
He's going to... Well,
he doesn't care about you.
The Well, that's true.
He doesn't even care about me. He cares about the food. I mean, he's a nice kid. He's from Plant City, so he's like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Careful now.
No, it's not a knock, but he's from Plant City, so he's like homespun. He's like, he's not from New York or something and full of all kinds of archaic attitudes.
Good.
He's from a liberated place like Plant City. Which makes me think a couple of times real long, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, he's going to be here on Monday, and Mr. Arnold's coming by with those Royal Castle cheeseburgers on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That's so incredible. Eat your hearts out, all you fakers out there in the building. You're going to be having this busman's holiday for days and days and days and just think you're getting away with them. We're going to be here eating great food.
Mm-hmm. Having a great time.
Having a hell of a good time. In fact, I heard the scenario because the building empties out on holidays.
Oh, sure.
The scenario is that April and Todd are going to be in here with us on Monday. During the whole show.
Oh, it's going to be like when Gail was with Steve that day for 4 hours?
They're going to be hanging out, like, real close.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, 1257 at WID, and maybe even Ross might stop by. And Laura, is it true that she's fed up with Scott? Is that part of it true or not?
Boy, that's the impression I get.
She don't want nothing to do with him anymore. She said, boy, he is strictly from hunger. Dade County, hello.
Yeah.
And, of course, he sells for GTR. So there's not much of a future there. You know why?
Salespeople are assholes.
Go ahead, sir. Okay, we got to put him on hold, okay, because he's busy doing something. Dade County, hello.
Neil.
Yeah.
I got a WIOD spy report.
Okay.
This morning, woke up with the alarm with the radio, and Mike Ranieri, that's right, Uncle Mikey, was doing talk-ups.
Yeah, I know. He's been doing that all week.
Yeah,
shocking. Yeah.
In fact, I rolled over and went back to sleep. I wasn't sure I was awake.
If all the food in the world were equally distributed among all the people in the world...
Speaking of Ricky, you know that statement that Rob Lowe's going to make?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably to explain what Ricky Tikki was doing, goose-stepping around the bed, that he and that 16-year-old girl were doing whatever on.
Did Mikey make the talk-up?
He sure did.
Oh, right.
He tried another one. He stepped on him.
He blew it yesterday. He
stepped on the drifters today.
Yeah, he was short yesterday.
See, Mike, if you're going to do talk-ups, talk up single artists, you know, like Rick Nelson or something, or Bobby Darin, because even if you step on them, they're not going to feel it anyway.
Let me tell you,
but you step on the drifters, man, you're really done.
Henry was busy knocking over bottles and complimenting him on how tight it was.
Uh-huh.
How tight it was?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you say that around WIOD.
So, hey, how about a little Ricky Tikki talk up there to commemorate his goose-stepping around the bed?
Okay, we're working on it.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
Well, let's see what we can do.
We would all be in a state of starvation. I mean, somebody's cheating somewhere along. I think we're the ones, too.
He stepped on two records at the same time.
Miracle.
Wow.
You're a miracle.
He's
worker.
One of the few people in the history of broadcasting can step on two different songs at the same time and never miss a beat. Okay? Boy, he is something. And, of course, keep in mind as we come to the end of this hour.
Salespeople are assholes.
Okay. Outstanding. April Wortham is standing by with the 1 o'clock WIOD News. Then we come back with a big 1 to 2 hour, man. Look at all the celebrities we've had so far. Just wait until the next hour, man. It's going to be incredible.
Call 751-WIOD in Dade, 524-WIOD in Broward, or 655 and 278-WIOD in the Palm Beaches. Other areas may call collect. The opinions expressed by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily those of the station. Now, here's Neil Rogers on News Talk Radio 610-WIOD.
It's the 1 to 2 hour!
Hi, I'm June Allison. Notice you haven't seen me in movies for a long time. That's because I always wet my pants. Remember my love scene with Jimmy Stewart in that Monty Stratton picture? I was soaked. Do you know Gene Kelly's famous dance in Singing in the Rain? That wasn't rain. That was me. But I'm back. Thanks to Deep End Adult Diapers. They're so absorbent, it's like having two rolls of toilet paper in your back pocket. Oh, and each diaper has colorful pictures of the great stars of the 40s. Fred Astaire, Donald O'Connor, and there's me, June Allison. I still wet my pants, but thanks to Deep End, I'm working again.
Yeah, 106 at WIOD.
Yeah.
And anyhow.
Wow. It's obviously the 1 to 2 hour.
Why is there somebody on hold? Did I do that?
Yeah.
Hello?
Wasn't ready.
Oh, you weren't ready before. Are you ready?
You're talking to me, Neil?
Yeah.
Neil?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me a while ago that I was ready.
Well, you sound ready to me, pal.
Oh,
you're one of those guys who I think is always ready, you know what I mean?
You caught me by surprise right now.
That's what I told Todd, too, and he ran out of here like a maniac.
Hey, is Bert Shirley today, or
what? He's hysterical today, boy.
Can we talk about sports?
He's ready to kill.
Can we talk about sports, get him a little bit more Shirley?
How about those Cubs, huh? They're a game ahead, pal.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations on your ratings.
Uh-huh.
And the Cubs. But my Pirates are way down there.
Yeah, well, good luck to you.
Yeah, I know, one thing you got me going is on horse racing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I had never seen a horse, you know, just catch a glimpse of horse racing. These last two races, the Preakness and the Kentucky Derby, you got me screaming in front of the radio on the TV, just screaming up and down.
Yeah, you sound like a screamer to me.
Well, I'd just like to call the guys down at Miami Lincoln Mercury a bunch of assholes and douchebags.
Yeah.
And they're hearing right now on the radio.
Well, whatever you say, pal.
Tell Bird to butch up.
Okay.
Thanks.
Is that it? You okay now?
Yeah, can you put me on hold for later?
Sure, no problem.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, whatever he wants, okay? It's his,
God.
It's his show.
Boy.
No. Oh, God. Let's go to Palm Beach. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I just want to have, I have a few comments on sales reps. I hear you guys think salesmen are assholes.
What about it, sir?
Well, I'm a salesman, and this country lives on salesmen. And if
wait a minute, do you sell radio time?
No, I sure don't.
Well,
though.
That's what it's about. Oh, you have?
I have
How come you got out of it?
What did I get out of it?
No, I said, how come you got out of it?
Because I felt that it wasn't for me. I wanted to get into some other things, tangible sales.
You wanted to get into an honest business.
Well, not really. I have a friend that works for Magic, and I have a friend that works for Y100, and they I think it's a little overpriced in the Florida market.
Salespeople are assholes.
Salespeople are assholes. Well, maybe radio salespeople are assholes.
That's the point. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the rest of you wondering, what do you sell?
Oh, okay. Well, I sell you rent-a-cars. I'm a salesman for a rent-a-car company here in Miami.
Oh, well, we love you guys.
All right, great. I appreciate that. But anyway,
serious.
I just wanted to tell you, because I heard the comment about salesmen, and that took it as an offense. You guys are great, although some radio talk show guys can be real assholes sometimes.
There's no question about it. Absolutely.
I'll be glad to give you a list. Keep us happy on the road.
Okay, so
all
to
right,
speak.
Talk to you later.
Are you going to be okay now?
I think I can live with it today.
Okay.
All right, bye.
See ya. Wow. Well, we sure brought him back from the edge, didn't we? He was right on the edge.
Hi, I'm June Allison.
Anyway, it's 10 minutes after 1 at WIOD. You're right, it is the 1 to 2 hour, make no mistake about that. Wait a minute, what did I do?
Uh-oh.
Didn't I have somebody on hold for the lightning round, and I just, I think I did something wrong.
There are no coincidences.
Because there's nobody on hold now, they're off. It was on 2.
How about
and he
that?
Was on 8.
Uh-huh. Well,
wow.
Gee, what
Let's
a
call
shame.
Abbott and Costello in on this. Find out who's on first, okay?
I'm broken up myself.
Now, are you feuding with anybody in the newsroom?
No,
are you
going to
be okay with those
I'm
people?
I'm not feuding with anybody.
Because I went
this
out during
building.
The news break at 1 o'clock, and Todd came. He said real quietly. He said, "Boy, that Bird is a jackass," you know. No, he didn't say that.
I didn't.
I'm just
think
trying
so.
To start a little something. Okay?
I know you love that
because it's more fun when there are people who
I
come
know.
In and you get all agitated and bent out of shape.
You'd
and Dorothy's going to be on vacation next week.
I know. I'm well aware.
And she said, I'm a little bit concerned that the kids in the newsroom are going to be going wild.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, we've been hoping for that.
But not quite what she meant.
Not quite what she had in mind, okay?
I'm not feuding with anyone in this building. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I'll have them come in and visit.
Will you?
Yeah. Who would you like me to...
How about Bill Mullen for starters, okay?
I'll invite him in.
Salespeople are assholes.
Nice reading. Isn't that a great reading?
The best.
On that?
It's
an excellent job, Mitch.
Said with great sincerity and feeling, okay?
You
and deep emotion
it,
that I can relate to, all right? It's 11 past 1 here on Great Old 610 WIOD.
610 WIOD.
Introducing the breakfast cereal for the avant-garde set, New Yoga Puffs.
I'm cocoa for Yoga Puffs. Cocoa for Yoga Puffs.
It's the cereal with no fiber, nutrition, or taste. Perfect for the starving artist.
I'm cocoa for Yoga Puffs. Cocoa for Yoga Puffs.
Individually sculpted and autographed puffs of stuff that go great with cigarettes and cappuccino.
Yoga for Cocoa Puffs. Yoga for Cocoa Puffs.
connect the dots on the back of the box and draw a nudie of Yoko, just like John.
I'm cuckoo for Yoko Poops. Cuckoo for Yoko Poops.
Price health food store. You'll primal scream for new Yoko Pops.
Yeah, that fits in so well today.
Nice.
116 at WID. In fact, that one fits in almost as well with this show as this one does with Sandy. Anyway, 16 past one, and Steve today has got, I just can't believe it.
Yeah.
Rabbi Meir Kahana again. Oh, God. Oh, boy. And Rabbi Kahana is going to be talking about Arabs who smoke and have abortions, okay? Dade County, hello.
How you doing, Neil?
Okay.
It's Chucky.
Hey, Chucky.
Yeah, you were asking for people in the 1 to 2 hours, so I decided to give you a call.
What?
I said, you said everybody was calling, and you said, who knows who's going to call.
Oh,
in
I see. In other words, for celebrities.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Can you believe Chucky called?
Hello?
Yeah.
Glenn, did you catch that David Letterman top 10 list last night?
I taped it. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, well, it's about Rob Lowe. You're going to get a kick out.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That Dave.
Yeah, I bet it's really right on target, too.
Just about. The number 9 one was Beta or VHS. And I won't give away the title so the bird can
number
enjoy.
Number 8 might have been AC or DC, huh?
Or DC and AC. Who
knows? Yeah.
Well, anyway, just called to say hello, guys.
Well, hello, Chucky. And you know what else?
What?
Goodbye.
Hey, can you put me on hold for the lightning
round? Sure, no problem.
We are celebrity just
intensive
everywhere
today,
yeah.
First Gordon Stevens and then Chucky. Boca, hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Neil.
Now, wait a minute. I put him on hold. Did you disconnect him? He just hung up. Go ahead, sir.
I have a spy report.
Okay.
First on the hot dog girl.
Oh, the Jolie.
At Pines and Palm.
Is that her name?
Jody.
Oh, I was wondering what happened to the old girl when the new girl showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's like putting girls out on the street, so to speak.
This girl, the new one.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
She could sell refrigerators to an Eskimo.
Remember she said she was selling hot dogs like crazy?
Yeah.
You should see the line of cars and trucks and everybody stopping over there.
Yeah, I heard they're having a run on weenies in that part of town. Is that true, sir?
Now,
I'm making a run for it.
Is she blonde or brunette?
She's brunette.
All right.
And she wears shorts?
Very high shorts.
Scantily clad in shorts, selling those hot weenies out there in the corner of Pines and Palm, that is, in Pembroke Pines.
And you see the traffic jam just for people rubbernecking.
Rubbernecking.
I don't think you should have said rubbernecking. I think that'd make it the wrong idea.
And a second spy report.
Okay.
Today is the opening of River Phoenix's new movie. He's in the new Indiana Jones movie.
He is? Is he really?
In the opening segment.
Well, I'm going to rush to see that.
In the opening segment, he plays Indiana Jones as a young boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then in the later segment, he plays him as a young girl. And with no makeup in either segment. Yeah, he's really a piece of work, that River Phoenix. I hope he and his wife, Mervin, or whatever
Marty.
The guy's name is, I hope Marty, they get along real well.
Was he in that tape?
Could be. I think so.
Okay, I'll see.
I think not only was he in that tape, but I think he was riding Northern Wolf into Preakness.
Well, I'll see you at Pines and Palm.
Okay.
Bye.
Good luck to you, sir.
Wow. A good pick.
So they got a big billboard up there now in Pembroke Pines. It says, for a great weenie, head for Pines and Palm. That's what it says. 119 at WIOD, Dade County. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your ratings.
Well, thank you so much.
Hi, Bird.
All right.
You guys gotta be careful though. You'll be using that David Letterman commercial. Them bats are smart. They got radar.
Yeah.
They tried to pull it in the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, and would I be sure?
I think that's it.
Is that it?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. Boy, that was shocking. Speaking of shocking, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, right. Just came loafing into the studio. And all we got left is there's a part of a sandwich here.
Yeah.
Todd fixed you, huh? Todd fixed you a little one?
Would you like a sub?
There's a quarter of a sub sandwich there.
Yeah,
those
sure
are good,
good
with a spicy cold
touch. Why don't you take this
and then there's some celery. Well, what were you going to eat with a fork? There's nothing.
No celery, a tuna salad.
Oh, the tuna salad. You wanted a fork. Well, I think the forks are all gone, but I'm sure that Todd will be able to help you out. Now, seriously, he said he's... Okay, whatever you like. Sure, go right ahead, Gail. No problem at all. Are you going to be okay now? You all right? Okay. There she goes, ladies and gentlemen. And look at that. There's Jarrett is kind of like hanging out in the hallway. What is Jarrett doing out there? He's like taking pictures. Did you see that?
It looked like he was...
Jarrett's out there taking pictures in a hall. Wow. This is shocking. I bet you they're going to show up on Geraldo and that Rob Lowe is in one of them. Boy. Broward County, hello.
Hi, can I speak to Neil, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Hi, Bird.
Hi.
How you doing?
Who's this?
This is your not-so-secret admirer.
Oh, my.
How are you guys doing?
Okay.
How you doing?
You know who this is?
No.
Take a wild guess.
Robin.
That wasn't so wild. How you guys doing today?
Who is this?
Robin!
What's wrong with you today?
Doesn't sound like her, does it?
I know, I have allergies and I
Oh, jeez. Well, you know, the fact that you kept saying, how are you guys doing today, about 25 times, that should have been enough for me, you know?
I haven't spoken to you guys in a while. I miss you. I listen to you every day still, but I miss talking.
This is not Robin.
Mm-mm.
No. I'm serious, it is.
No.
Neil, come on, what do you want me to say? Publix, anything, this is Robin.
You're a dork.
I'm a dork?
Yeah, see, it's not Robin.
No way.
No.
Imposter.
A Robin imposter. How do you like that?
Incredible.
That was shocking. I mean, she didn't even know that cart.
Mm-mm.
Woo! Boy, they're that desperate to get on today. That she sounded like she had a little Latin accent or something, didn't
mm-hmm.
she? Some
bit.
Kind of an accent. Robin don't have any accent. She's just deficient. 22 after 1 at WIOD, and we're doing a little screenless, just kind of filling the gap till the... the lightning round. I can't even think of the name of it. I'm so overcome with food.
Oh, I thought we were filling the gap
right,
for the rabbi.
All right, did Sharon check out? Did she have a little chat with Todd in the newsroom? Did you go in there and find out what's going on? No? You haven't said hi to Todd? Didn't you tell me this week that you were going to go in there each day and talk to all of these interns and give us a report? Didn't you say that? Now, quit schmoozing around there with Nick. You can talk to him anytime, okay? And it's always going to be the same anyway. Go in there and just have a little chat with Todd, then you can come and give us a read. He's from Plant City. So he can't be too... Well, exactly, okay? Now, he's a lot smarter than you think because he stays out of here most of the time. Okay, it's 23 after 1 at WID. And then tomorrow, Ross will be in. And God only knows what'll happen. Friday, there won't be anybody here, will there?
I have no
Well,
idea.
It's a holiday. Don't you understand?
Friday?
They're already preparing for it. It's only Wednesday.
I know.
And they're already preparing to bail out.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it'll be kind of a... Quasi
in fact, I almost swore I saw Boy Gary packing, speaking of bailing out.
You wish. You're just wishing.
Did I say that?
I think that was a dream.
Did I say that?
I think that was a dream.
Do I have any desire to see Boy Gary pack up and go back to Louisville?
By the way, I had a dream last night that I put $25 on this horse and it won. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that was a dream.
Yeah.
123 at WIOD, and now you can enjoy the melting pot in North Miami Beach. That's right. If you haven't been up there...
While you boast that personality, so enigmatic, such a marine, lying to ensure democracy. While you boast that personality, like Jimmy Swaggart.
Yeah, pretty weak, huh?
Mm-hmm.
127 at WIOD.
What?
Huh?
What was that?
I don't know. I don't have a cue sheet. Broward County, hello.
Neil.
Yeah.
I got a few spy reports for you.
Okay.
Zeta, I can confirm it. They were doing the noise this morning.
Well, good for them.
And Tanner was doing it on Power 96. That same little noise you have.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Sharon, sit down in the chair just a moment. Hold on, sir. You're not going anywhere, are you?
No, sir.
All right.
I didn't get a good look at him.
You didn't get a good look at him?
No, he was on the phone, and they called me, and they paged me. You have an important call.
Go back in there again.
Okay,
I'll finish up with this caller, and you go back in and check Todd out. Okay? Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. Sharon's just trying to get, a little information for us.
Tanner did your little passing gas noise on Power 96 this morning, too.
Yeah, he probably saw the numbers.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
He saw Y-100 creeping all over the place.
Yeah, what's the story over there?
Over where?
At Y-100.
I don't know. They made a big comeback.
That's amazing.
They had a giant month.
That is amazing.
I know.
Have you ever listened to that morning show?
No.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I have a big-time Alice spy report. Alice come on the air, and he said, I saw these two people the other day in the parking garage, and they were underneath the stairs making love. And he says, I didn't know what to do about it, so I didn't do anything. He said, the next day I come home, and I saw the same two people underneath the stairs making love, so I didn't know what to say, so I said hello to them.
Yeah.
That is what he said. Hmm. Underneath the stairs, on the ground.
Underneath the stairs.
Yeah, in the garage.
What were the guys' names?
Alice and Bruce.
Okay, see ya. 129 at WIOD. Now, what's the story?
Alice and Bruce?
No, forget about Alice and Bruce. Okay, I don't know. Do you understand what that was about?
No,
I don't either.
I don't want to.
Well, I saw him. And I talked to him a little bit. He wouldn't show me what I wanted to see, but he's kind of
He wouldn't show you what you wanted to see?
Well, he's large.
What the hell does that mean?
He's large and imposing. I said, can you
make a
muscle
for him? He's large and imposing?
Yeah, he's kind of tall.
He's tall and imposing. Large is not... You're not... Your choice of words today is very careless.
Well, these rabbis are driving me crazy today, quite honestly.
He's tall and imposing.
Yes. He's got a cute little butch haircut.
Very butch.
Nice big brown eyes.
Cute.
Yeah, I didn't see him from the back, so... That's all I could say. That's all I can tell you.
She's disgusting, isn't she? But I think she's got a good point. Now, Ross will be in tomorrow. Are you going to be working?
I'm waiting for Ross, yeah.
What does that mean?
I mean, you've made such a big deal about it.
Well, I don't know. I think, Laura, we have to have a little vote on here. I think it's nip and tuck at this point, okay?
Mm.
See, Ross is probably better looking, but, like, Todd is alive. Ross, see, now, maybe it's only because Ross has been here such a short period of time and he's, like, tentative, but he's very... Stiff. No, that's not the word. He's like, that was a bad choice of words.
Yeah, it's catchy.
He's like a little aloof at this point. He needs to loosen up a little bit.
Hmm.
Follow my drift?
Yeah.
So anyway, I want to apologize for you if you're asking you to do something for me. Obviously, I picked the wrong day, and I'm sorry.
No, you'll get it. I'll do it for you. Don't worry. I know you feel unwanted and unloved, but we do love you.
The pictures.
The pictures,
He was cussing you out in here earlier,
oh,
man.
He was
going nuts.
Well, then forget about it.
Yeah, listen to everything he says and take it literally. Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't cussing you out. He was irritated. He said, like, he never asked you for anything. He asked you this one little thing, and you, like, goof off.
Well, Sandy can get it for you. There's no problem. By the way, ineluctable.
Yes.
Nick asked me what ineluctable meant.
What?
It was in my promo for today. Any look to me?
I didn't look at your promo. When I saw the name of the guest, that was enough for me. I'm not going
to
dignify that promo. I don't want to look at it, no. I refuse to dignify that guest again with... how often can he keep doing that and get away with it, you know? I don't want to interfere with his show, but God. Yes, I do. I mean, some of these guests have been on like 20 times this month already. Is he talking about smoking or abortion? Both. Yeah, and a bris. It's 132. What? It's a real cute comic, yeah. In fact, why don't you show it to Todd and see what he has to say about it? Get his reaction to that. No, show it to Todd first and see what he has to say. Todd could be Jewish for all you know, okay? And if he says he is, ask him for proof. 132 at WIOD. Now, you're going to be all right. Look at him. He's just hysterical now.
Oh,
he's
sitting
over here.
Aren't
he?
I hysterical?
He is.
Just out of my mind.
Now, seething. Underneath. I've known you long enough. He starts seething underneath. It doesn't show on the surface, but he's like inside. You can see the just boiling, like a tea kettle.
Didn't say a word.
Like if they could drill a little hole in your head, there'd be like steam pouring out. I'm telling you.
I'm the only guy I know who does nothing.
You're the only guy you know.
And people just attack me incredibly. And
That's
just
what they all say. They say you do nothing.
I sit
here. It's 132 at WIOD. And I want to tell you about Boats R Us. Wouldn't it be a lot more fun to be out on a boat on the bay today now?
No kidding. God. Away from these people.
How you doing, boys and girls? This is Uncle Jack Nicholson for the Rock and Roll Report. I'm so damn pissed off at everything these days. Can I say pissed on rock and roll radio? You better believe I can, because I'm one busy dude right now, and I don't have time to do it over again. Anyway, I'd like you to hear my story. The three bears, the mama bear, the daddy bear, and the baby bear who really pissed me off. Well, forget about it. That's all I got to say.
You're a dork.
Okay, it's 1:37 already, boy. This is rolling along pretty good since lunch, hasn't it?
Yes, very good. Very good day.
Oh, it has?
I think so.
Okay, just as long as you're not apoplectic.
Who's apoplectic?
Seem to be developing a lot of conflicts with all these very nice people in the building. Like April, who I thought you and April were really tight.
Me too.
And Sharon, she's fed up with you. She's had enough. And, of course, Todd, at this point, just hates your guts. Dade County, hello.
Neil, why'd you hang up on me, man?
On who?
That's Chucky, man.
I put you on hold, dingbat.
Well, it's probably a salesperson's response.
All right, hold on now. See, it's flashing. You're on your own, babe. I mean, you're on hold. I have nothing to do with it, so if you disappear, don't blame me. Dade County, hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
What, Neil?
What?
Neil.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay.
What's going on?
Oh, jeez. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what?
How you doing?
Really lousy.
What's your problem, sir?
No, not really. I got a question to ask you about one of the bits you play. I haven't heard in a while either. Boobs a Lot?
Yeah.
Is that the Fugs from the Fugs' first album?
No.
No?
No.
Whose recording is that?
I don't remember. Some obscure group that nobody ever heard of.
Well, like the Fugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, because I have that, I guess that album came out about 66 or 67.
What?
The Fugs' first album.
Well, who cares?
I don't know. It's just a little music trivia.
Okay.
You know. Can I hang for the lightning round?
Oh, sure. That's what you really wanted, of course. Why don't you get right to it, okay? God
save everybody
almighty,
a lot of
once
time.
Once it gets to be 1:30, nobody wants to talk to us. You want to hold, sir?
Dr. Neil, my asshole.
Yeah, you want to hold. Hello?
Hello?
You want to hold?
Yeah.
Okay. See, you're not fooling me for a second. See, you get him on there, then they panic because they don't have anything to say. Because when you want to do a regular call, they got like four words prepared for later on. Now, Laura, look at that. She looks really upset because she heard through the grapevine that Todd has spurned her advances. She thought she had like her pick of the crop. So I guess tomorrow it's going to be Ross will be your only hope. And if you don't make it with him, you're back to Chaim Schlepper there on the FM. And we saw their numbers over there for GTR, so I wouldn't get too excited. I wouldn't buy a house on that, okay? Broward, you want to hold?
Yeah. Or no, I'd like to talk to Neil.
Oh, speaking.
This is Bill. Oh, Neil.
Yeah, Bill.
Neil. This is Todd.
I got news for you, Bill. You're really as sharp as a matzo ball. You know what, pal?
I know.
Okay.
Hey, does Todd have Sandy Blonde here?
No.
No.
Why?
No, I was watching MTV last night and on that remote control game show they have.
Yeah.
And there was a guy that's in radio communications at
Well, that leaves him out.
M.
Now, this guy's not from U of M. Todd goes to Barry.
Oh. All right.
And either that or Todd lives with Barry. One of the, I'm not sure what it is.
That's possible.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in closing.
Okay. Boy. Broward, hello.
Yeah, Neil.
You want to hold?
No.
Okay.
Hey, I'm flying to Detroit tonight.
Are you? With or without a plane, sir?
With a plane.
Okay.
And I wanted you to give me a pick for DRC.
Pick for DRC? Are you out of your mind? Pick one that doesn't have all four bandages, okay?
It's a fun track, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
DRC. It is.
I love those $1,500 claimers, man. Those are the best.
Let's see. What do they got? Let's see. They got $7,600 allowance. That's a big race.
Okay, well, good luck to you, sir, because we got Phil Saltzman on from a real racetrack, okay? We don't have time to mess around with DRC and all those $400 claimers, okay?
How are you, Neil?
Okay, Phil.
Good. Hi, Bert.
Phil, I saw that race yesterday.
Yes.
It wasn't as bad as, you know.
Harry says it wasn't.
Yeah,
as bad
exactly.
As...
Just like Harry said.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. 20 lengths is 20 lengths in any state.
Yeah.
I see. A Bad Rascal only got beaten by about 18 or 19. So I think
I'm not going to tell you anything about that. I said my piece about him yesterday.
Yeah.
By the way, just let me get these horses on the track for the third, and then I'm going to give you the call.
All right.
The horses are entering the track for this afternoon's third race, first race in the pick six. In this race, these overweights, number one, Gold Skirt, 1 pound. Number
Gold
two,
Skirt.
How
did we miss that one?
With
Bubba Wilson.
Bubba.
Post time, 1:49. The horses will be at the gate in less than 8 minutes. Okay, I'm back with you fellows.
And look who else is in this race. Laura Paremski is in this race. Boy.
stay away from a race like this.
Yeah. I'm looking at it. It looks pretty good to me.
Okay, Bert, here we go. This is
all
your
right.
selection, so no one else can take the blame for it.
Oh,
I gave it away. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
There's a quarter of a mile to go. They went to half in 46-1. Cherokee Charger on the inside leads by a half length. Marley's Pleasure is right there. Second, Final Cat, the even money favorite on the outside. Third, a length back, Food Don't Fair comes on fourth. Then it's Lockery with Poverty Stricken. They come down past the eighth pole, and Food Don't Fair on the outside now puts his head in front. Marley's Pleasure toward the inside is second. Lockery with Poverty Stricken. Final Cat starts to weaken. A 16th of a mile to come. It's Food Don't Fair. Lockery flying at him from the inside. They come to the wire. Food Don't Fair gets up to win it by a head. Lockery was second with Poverty Stricken third. Final Cat. Sorry about that, sir.
God. Even money with Steve Gaffalione, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, I think that speaks for itself, Phil.
And at no point in the race did he ever look like he was going to win.
Yeah.
But, Bird, there's always tomorrow.
You got it.
Right? And, okay. Neil, don't forget, if you lose, just shuffle and deal. Every half hour.
Okay, Phil.
Okay, guys, I'll talk to you soon.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. Well, that's Steve Gaffalione and Even Money, boy. A fool and his money are soon parted, ladies and gentlemen. It's 1:43 at WIOD. Boca, you want to hold?
No, I want to make a couple of comments about Mr. Food.
This is Mr. Puker from Boca.
You got it.
Yeah.
First of all, I've seen better looking heads than a cabbage patch. And that summer sausage he's got for a nose makes me puke.
Yeah, that's the way I was feeling last night.
Okay.
In fact, did you ever see him and Ann together?
Not really.
Well, there you go.
They make a good pair, I'm sure.
Something to think about.
All right.
Well, you want to hold on, don't you?
I guess so.
We didn't hear from you yesterday, did we?
No, I couldn't get in.
Well, hold on a minute now. I don't want to get you depressed. Hold on. Boy, that's the Boca Puker. We got through the whole lightning round yesterday. He couldn't get in. Palm Beach, he said. They don't even want, not only do they want to go to hold, they don't want to talk at all. Broward, hello. Broward. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Neil.
Yeah.
This is Spank.
Spank?
I want to hold. I want to talk to you. I got a spy report for you.
This is Spank?
Spank from Toyota Hollywood.
Oh.
How you doing?
What do you mean you want to hold? We're on right now.
No, I don't want to hold.
Oh, that's what I just said.
For the round.
Okay.
Okay. I got a Power 96 power report for you.
Okay, now don't get carried away now. Don't get emotional.
All right, all right.
Okay.
Yesterday, the second your show goes off, I switch over.
Yeah.
And Kramer's switching to Cox on the radio, and he goes, did you hear who that was with Rob Lowe? Neil Rogers and drag.
Isn't that cute, boy? I only wish.
And Cox says, oh, I want everybody to know it wasn't me that said that. It was Kramer.
Yeah. Well, leave it to Kramer to come up with that.
No, of course.
You got it.
Just thought you might like to know. Surprise, no one told you.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
All right, I just want to say Gary is the definitive douchebag.
You got that right.
Boy Gary, of course.
See ya.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Wow. Wow. Crazy Kramer, boy. Talk about the pot calling the kettle pink. 1:45 at WIOD. Let's see, is 6-1 a hold here for the lightning round? No, they don't even want to speak to us. Boy, what's going on out here, man? You're just all over the place, in the halls and on the moon and just everywhere. What's going on?
Oh, I just had a little emergency.
Oh, an emergency. Oh, I see.
Everything's great now.
Oh, okay.
Everything's perfect.
I thought maybe you were in the newsroom schmoozing.
I wish.
Some of those folks trying to put your life back together again.
Yeah.
Anyway, boy, do I have... I don't have heartburn. I've just got like... what's the word for it? Like I've eaten too much?
You?
Because a lot of it was celery. I didn't eat... Did you think I ate that much?
No, you never do.
Well, I wouldn't say that. No, I didn't really eat that much. I had a couple of wings and I had a quarter of that sandwich... One slice, and I had a whole lot of celery, which, you know, ought to be okay. And I can't think of anything else.
You like those wings.
Oh, and I had a little bit of chili. Oh, that
oh
was
that's
good.
Right. You ate that chili.
Anyway, speaking of chili, I bet you that over at Armadillo Cafe, you're going to love that stuffed Anaheim.
It will keep you company today.
Yeah.
Yep,
there are a lot of people who wish that we could bring back the feeling and the ambiance of the days when that jingle was on the air, but I just, I think it's behind us, you know what I mean?
It sets up the lightning round real nice.
Yeah, as Rob Lowe said in that movie, I think it's behind us. Anyway, it's 1:50 at WIOD. Steve has Rabbi Meyer Kahana on again. I know, don't blame me now. I have nothing to do with it. He's got him on again today, hawking at Chynek about the Jews and the Arabs and the Arabs and the Jews, and why don't the stinking Arabs at least get circumcised? It's a mess, you know, just a mess. Dade County, hello.
I'm like the Meyer Kahana in a swamp.
Dade County, hello.
You're going to be watching a lot more sex.
That's what it sounds like they say. I was just thinking that. That's exactly what it sounds like. A Palm Beach.
And here comes Northern Wolf.
We got some real comedians there. Now, not to be outdone, Boca.
Steve and Mr. Feud make me puke.
Mr. Feud. He used to be on that show with Richard Dawson. Family Food. Broward, hello.
I'm dying. I'm filming over here.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to get this card out because I just in case this might fit. No, I have an extra one in here today.
Salespeople are assholes.
Just in case it might be appropriate.
Yeah.
Broward, hello. Dade County, hello.
Dr. Neil, my asshole's broken and it's leaking.
Shame on you. Shame on you. That was the doc. That was the doc. Shame on you, sir. I didn't know he was a proctologist. Dade County, hello.
Alexander Oshinetsky, Joseph Rumshinsky, Boris Tomyashevsky, Olga Kaminsky.
Palm Beach, hello.
Steve Kane's a douchebag.
Boca, hello.
You make me puke.
Huh. Was that...
I don't know.
That sounded like a cross between the puker and the computer.
No.
Maybe that was the puker computer. Dade County, hello.
You're making me electrocuted over here.
Thanks, Doc. Broward, hello.
I want to have your baby.
Funny, that's what Todd said when he came here, too. Broward, hello.
Hello, WIOD?
Yeah.
Yeah, lightning round.
Excellent call. Excellent call. I must commend you.
Wow. Boy, talk about sharp as a marble, huh? Dade County, hello.
Near your smirk.
Clean up your act, pal. Boca, hello.
IOD?
Yeah.
Country, am I on?
What?
It's Neil?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be on the lightning round.
Dade County, hello.
Joey's a big fag.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Broward, hello.
Yes. Can Steve do another ponderous 4 hours on what a wrestler should be?
Dade County, hello.
Hello, lovely lady. I title bomb, please.
Isn't that great? She brought you those pictures. See, she's not a miserable bag like you said afterwards. So how's Todd doing? Did you check things
really?
Out a little more closely now? He's gone for the day. Well, yeah, because lunch is over now.
Mm-hmm.
We just have interns. That was
good?
Cute.
You got to
that
hear
was
him,
excellent.
Before
yeah,
then, yeah,
you're the only one that got to hear that. 153 of WIOD. There's obviously somebody who's got great musical taste. Think about that. Part of that big 1-5 in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. That sounded like Brad, didn't it? Just
it?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just a teeny tiny little bit, as those who know him best would say. Okay, 6 minutes till 2. Dade County, hello.
I'm holding to pull the plug.
What?
Never mind.
Did you understand it?
Yes.
He's holding what?
To pull the plug. Isn't that what he said? I'm holding to pull the plug.
Oh. So
you
what
have
is
a problem
that
mean? With that? You
no.
Problem with
Palm
that?
Palm Beach, hello.
Hey, Neil, I got a Tipperillo I'd like you to puff on a few times.
Broward County, hello.
I could have been a contender. I could have been something.
Oh, was that Marlon?
Yeah.
Or was it George? It was George or Marlon. Dade County, hello.
Bill Graham is a douchebag.
Broward County, hello.
Yeah.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, Rose must be just getting ready to go on vacation. Palm Beach, hello.
First report on smoking, there were more chemotherapy sessions in the lung cancer sections of...
Oh, went away.
Yeah, it just kind of faded out. I was going to give him some good time, too, because I thought maybe Steve would be listening. Dade County, hello.
Da-la-da-la-da-la-da-la.
Rush Jr.
Yeah.
Do we have... Oh, look at that. Isn't that a bad... In case it rains, he'll be on like last night, but I hope not. California at New York, 7:34 tonight, right after Sports Talk.
Bad weather out
there. Dade County, hello.
Yes, sidewalk sissy, you think...
Boca, hello.
Yeah, I'm sort of economically conservative.
Dade County, hello.
Neil, it's Jer. I want to ride my quad
truck. Ah, Jer. Up the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Dade County, hello.
Oh, yeah.
Broward County, hello.
Word jazz.
Boca, hello.
My name is Figaro.
Dade County, hello.
Yes, I'd like to pluck the bird.
Broward, hello.
Where's Alan
Besheny
there?
Couldn't keep a straight face, could he? Well, listen, if you say Alan Besheny, you'll crack up, too. Dade County, hello.
Bird, you're a dweeb.
Well, that was, don't you? That was the dweeb lady. Dade County, hello.
The Mets suck.
You got it, baby. You got it. Boca, hello.
Okay, Robin Bruce, work with me. Work with me.
Oh, boy. Broward, hello.
O'Neill, how can you say those things?
Dade County, hello.
Well, there you go again.
Boca, hello. I never thought we'd buzz Dave Johnson in a lightning round, did you? Palm Beach, hello.
Rob blows an asshole.
Well, there's something to be said about that. Dade County, hello.
Why do we park in a driveway and drive them?
Dade County, hello.
Your name's Bob and Neil, or is that what you do?
Broward County, hello.
What's up, buddy?
Palm Beach, hello.
Yeah, WJNO spy report. Lee Fowler's eating food on the air.
Speechless. Dade County, hello.
Hello, Neil. Can I butter your muffin?
Boca, hello.
Neil, I need to order some of those diapers.
It sounded just like Spike Wise, didn't he? Must have finally seen that trend, huh? Dade County, hello.
This morning, Father, we played Hold Your Head Up by Argent Provocateur.
Boca, hello.
Stan, man.
That was Stan Jr., wasn't it? Just a little tiny piece there. Dade County, hello.
This is the fake Barbara Kaplan.
Broward County, hello.
Neil, I'm an asshole. Guess what I...
Dade County, hello.
Hey, don't spend that money all in one place.
Boca, hello.
Neil Rogers, the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, the Celtics are doing it big in the playoffs, aren't they?
Really?
No, they got eliminated about a month ago. Broward, hello.
Dream Lover.
Ricky. Well, I bet you we brought him back a lot of good memories, don't you?
Yeah.
Dade County, hello. I heard he rinsed out his old cap and may bring it back again after hearing that card. Boca, hello. Boca.
Hit the card.
Hit what card?
Well, that backup card you
oh.
had.
Oh.
Salespeople are assholes.
I thought yeah,
that was
you're
for,
right.
I thought that's it was for it. Boca.
It was for Boca.
Mm-hmm.
Palm Beach, hello.
You're as bad as you want to be, baby.
Dade County, hello.
Del Steve, Northern Wolf is Alpo and Elmer's.
Broward County, hello.
Hello, this is Broward.
Wow.
Excellent.
Dade County, hello.
Missed it by a lot much.
Palm Beach.
Well, I don't go to porno movie theaters, but let's say that I did, okay?
Alice.
Was that Alice?
Yeah.
Wow, haven't heard that voice in ages. And nobody,
Alice.
Evidently, nobody else has either. Broward, hello.
Hello, Neil.
Dade County, hello.
I'm dying over here.
And last but not least, from our favorite line, Boca, he said...
I'd like to get Rob Lowe's asshole.
Oh, was that? That was weak. We usually go out with a big flourish. Although I will say this, probably he was honest. Well, that's going to do it here on a terrific Wednesday. The food was sensational. The company was tremendous. The ambiance was mediocre. And the calls, well, nothing ever changes, does it?
No.
Okay, Steve, speaking of nothing ever changes, has Rabbi Meir Kahana on again for the 400th time this year talking about brisses for Arab babies. And we'll see you tomorrow morning at 10 here on 610 WIOD.